Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class,
first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match.
The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Kimo, the bad boy.
Three Little Shot Town versus Little Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speed and Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. Gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
right, everybody. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You got a special guest host tonight for the first 20 minutes of the show. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Jay Barnes. I'm Grudge Inc. 100, and I want to invite everybody to be Grudge Inc. 100 with me. It's Friday night, and let me see. It's a January the 18th. So I got a couple things that we're going to talk about, and we're going to, I don't know if Mississippi Joe on or not, but he will be on. If he's not on now, he will be on in about 15 minutes. So it'll give me a few minutes to talk about some of the things that that we need to push as a Grudge Racers as a whole. Non-Grudge Inc., Grudge Inc., whatever you want to call yourself. One of the things that I really want to do is try to get to the point of this thing about conflict. For some reason, there are some people out here, and I want y'all to listen to me for a second. There are some people out here that the only thing that they want to talk about is other people's conflict. The only thing they want to highlight is other people's conflict. The only time they want to do something to highlight conflict. Well, let me ask you a question. This is about Grudge Racing. The only thing that should be highlighted about this is two Grudge Racers locking in. I would like for y'all, I'd like to hear y'all's opinion the little time I'm on. Is this, are we going to continue this soap opera this year? Are we going to promote people? Are we going to listen to people who all the thing they want to do is find out who you mad with and make a special show on you so you can air your, also to give you the opportunity to get your word out? This supposed to be Grudge Racing, man. Can we at this point grow up and become men and let's Grudge Race and let's have our shows and our conversation about Grudge Racing? I mean, I really want y'all to take in consideration. Soap operas come on CBS, man, Monday morning through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the evening. Let's let this be about Grudge Racing and keep it that. There's been some conflict. And, I mean, it's conflict time is over. Soap opera time is over. Now, this is one thing I want us to make sure. Let's all agree that we agree to coexist. And what coexistence means, we don't have to intermix. We don't have to agree. When you get in an argument with your friend, I ain't got to run over there and tell you you got a special show so that you can hear your side. We can coexist. Let everybody get along, and let's talk about Grudge Racing. Let that be the agenda for everybody on 2013, Grudge Racing, on these shows. That's what it's supposed to be about. I got a friend of mine, I want to say it that way. I think, I don't know if he's on yet or not, but I'm going to have to try to get him on. But, again, we just need to make sure that as it relates to Grudge Racing, that that it's about peace, man. Look, let's move on. Let's agree to coexist, meaning that whatever your opposition is doing, it does not have to stop or change what you're doing. And whatever you are doing, it don't have to stop or change your opposition. You know, it's about being together and supportive and ensuring that, like I said again, we don't have to unite. And maybe that's what we've been saying. We keep saying that we need to unite. Maybe we don't need to unite, but let's coexist. Because uniting means that we got to work together. No, we don't have to work together. But we can be over here doing what we do, you be over there doing what you do, and we don't have to mess with each other back and forth. You know, that's what I'm saying. The, I'm going to move, Lady A, see, can you get if Big Clark is on, if Big Clark is on, if you will, Master One button Big Clark, or either later AC, can you get Big Clark on? Again, my special guest hadn't came on yet, so I don't know. You know, what's wrong with that? But anyway, I'm working on that. But again, if we can just stop this, I don't know. It is to the point of, it is almost sad that every time two men have a conflict, and there's been conflict time in and time out. So why is it that these shows are turning to only a conflict show? Now, the conflict is good. The conflict should be about grudge racing. Nothing more, nothing personal, nothing. And then another thing, you know, we've all kind of agreed that, you know, people will be, that will work together. We found out that that don't work, because people really don't want to work together. They want you to cater to them, or you want them to cater to you. Again, let's this new thing, let's try to coexist and see can we make a better, a better 2013. Now, I got to, y'all bear with me 1 second. I got to see, I'm going to open up this mic, 601-0467. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
What's going on, J-Ball?
All right, all right. How you making, Big Clark?
Big Clark. I'm saying, all right. What's happening?
All right. Clark, I was trying to get you on to see. I mean, did you hear anything I was just telling you about? Did that make sense to you? And if you will, expand on that a little bit, please.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, based on what you're saying, Jay. But, you know, I got to say this, you know, I had nothing negative to say about nobody, and I still don't have nothing negative to say about nobody. So, you know, I mean, I'm taking this approach of everything that was said last night. Hey, man, I ain't got no animosity with them guys. They got a right to their opinion. You know, I take it as a good grudge fight, you know. You know, they threw their blows, and when the time comes, you know, we're going to keep it racing. I'm going to throw mine, so, you know, and I mean, I'm talking race talk, so, you know, I have no problem at all with it. None whatsoever. I don't like the fact of you know, you're 100% right. You know, we all get on the shows, and you know, somebody give another person a platform to get on these shows and air their dirty laundry. Because you know, we all got dirty laundry. I promise you. You know, everybody knows something about somebody. So, but you know, that ain't what I'm about, man. I'm about racing. I'm about promoting and drag racing. You know, my car is down, you know, and I explained that to a lot of people. It's obvious that they saw a chance to throw a jab, and they took it. But, you know, that's fine, too. Just be a man when I come back to you, because I promise you, you know, 6'5", 400, I'm coming. You can believe that now.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, Clark. This is one of the things, too. I think that we've been pushing unity too long, because it's obvious that people don't want to get along. People don't want to unify. And this thing about coexisting, I mean, can we coexist, meaning that for the people that do not want to associate with certain groups, can we leave that alone? Is that something that we can do or not do? What you think?
Well, you know, nobody has to you know, coincide with each other, man. You know, we can all, you know, they can stay on their end. We can stay on our. We still grudge race against each other, and you know, we'll leave it like that, man. I don't have no animosity against nobody. You know, period. If you notice, I ain't said nothing out of character to nobody. So that's the way Big Clark gonna leave it, you know. I got a agenda to make something happen. And in 2013, man, it's gonna happen, man. I'm gonna have fun and we're gonna take it like that, I promise you.
Let me interrupt one second. They're saying that I'm getting a couple of calls that people are having a heart that they can't hear anything. They can't hear some of the stuff on the show. Can you get tight, man? I'm getting a lot of people saying that they can't hear. Well, not a lot, but a couple of people said call, but the board is full and we got a lot of hands up, so. Let me open some of these mics before you say anything. Let me see how this show is working. DJ Grant, DJ Grant, your mic is open. Go ahead.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
What's happening, Star?
What's happening? Actually, I just got on and I was listening to what Jay was saying. Like I said, I got on at the tail end of what you were saying, Jay. Is there a question that you were asking that's something about coexisting with people that don't want to get along or something to that nature? Hello?
Stunner, you know, yeah, Stunner, listen. You know, that's not a question, man, as far as everybody that has a problem with somebody, man. You know, it was obvious some guys, you know, saw an opportunity to throw a few punches. They threw them, man. You know, it's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It really ain't nothing to make a big scenery about it, man. I'm okay with it.
Somebody made some jabs at you.
Well, you know, it was a few thrown last night, and I know the whole madness behind it. But you know, and that's good. That means I'm doing something. You know, so you know, my partner Gadget, he ain't upset about nothing. So we don't want nobody to think that we upset about anything, man. We good.
Oh, okay.
You know.
We can agree to disagree, I guess, on a lot of different things, but the bottom line is we are grudge racers and we all supposed to have thick skins. If you're gonna be in this game, you're gonna have some jazz. And if you ain't getting no jazz, you ain't that relevant a lot of times.
One thing I can say, man, listen. I got some tough old skin over here, man. This old Mississippi boy got some tough skin, man. Hey, man, it's hard to penetrate me, man. So, you know, one thing about it.
Yeah, you're pretty big old boy now.
Hey, man, listen, man. This old country boy got some tough skin. So, you know, just make sure your skin is tough as mine.
When it's coming back at you, that's it.
It's coming back, man. You know how we do it.
That's it.
Don't
dish it out
of the game. Let me get this in. Tonight, the reason that I was on Mississippi Joe's show first this evening, that I was called by Ken Kennedy, and he wanted me to know that I'm gonna quote. For some reason, he can't come on. Now, I want everybody to know I'm questioning that now because Ken and I talked three or four times today, and here we plan this show to come on to let everybody know that that we're gonna all try to work to make things better. And now he can't come on the line. Is what someone is telling me that he can't talk at the moment.
Hey, y'all. Can I say something? Uh-oh.
Mississippi Joe, how you doing?
That's the whole of the show, everybody.
How y'all doing?
Everybody out there, Grudge World, Grudging. How's everybody doing?
Hi,
y'all.
What's up?
All right, we're doing good.
What's happening?
Now,
y'all have to excuse me because, you know, I got high blood pressure, and the doctor ordered me a simple little wine for my blood pressure.
Man, we don't want another drunk soul.
I'm drinking a little Lambrusco right now by Reunited. So I'm just letting y'all know. But I do want to say this. Big Clark, I commend you, man, because, you know, when you know that you're a dominant alpha male, you have nothing to prove to nobody. Me, myself, I had to learn that. It's nothing wrong with letting somebody out talk you, letting somebody say something about you. As long as you're sure of who you are, that's all that matters. So, first of all, I want to applaud you, because me, myself, I had to learn that. See, I didn't know how to let nobody beat me talking, let nobody win. But, you know, these jokers are so sensitive and act like women. Just, I saw, well, you know, sometimes you just got to let them win, you know. Let them out talk you. Let them get the last word, you know. But that's what it takes sometimes, you know.
I'm not trying, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm not trying to win a popularity contest, man. I'm trying to get my shit back going so I can get on somebody's ass. That's what I do. I race.
Right. Well, I applaud you, like I said. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to say this, and it's not to start anything. It's just simply the truth. No, y'all go ahead and talk. I'm going to mute myself back out.
I don't have but a few minutes, so you use up all my time, Joe. So you know, it's gonna come back to you. So it'll come back to you.
No, Jay. When you ready for me to come home, just say, Joe, take it away, and I'll be back in. Okay.
All right. Good enough. Well, what I was saying was, I thought it was a very positive thing for 007 to call and say that he, you know, don't mean no harm with the guys in Mississippi, that he don't mean any harm. You know, is that this thing is about what it should be about is this is entertainment. I'm telling you the stuff that he told me today. This is entertainment, and it should not be taken personally, and it's not meant personally. But I'm going to say this, you know, the fact that now that he can't come on the line, it do concern me that maybe some of the people that have called him and asked him not to come on. And if that is the truth, I think that's low down, dirty, and less of a man. If it ain't true, I apologize in advance. Now, you know, this one thing I would like for the people, and let me acknowledge a couple of people that's on here. King Scooby, I see you right there. King Scooby, I'm going to open King Scooby mic up. The kid, I'm going to open up y'all mic. Y'all just bear with me 1 minute. King Scooby, how you doing?
King Scooby. Oh, I'm doing fine, guys. How everybody doing?
All right.
What's up, King Scooby?
Oh,
how
man.
How you doing,
Scooby? What do you say, DJ Grant?
All right, hold on. Let me get the kid. Let me open this mic before I go back. I see you got a lot more, but these guys have kind of been waiting. The kid, your mic is open. How you doing this evening?
How you doing there, Jay Bonds?
I'm
Jay
doing well.
Clark and DJ Grant and everybody else that I don't know. I'm just calling to check in, you know, show my support. And I missed Big Clark's show last night, so I'm just going to sit back and hear what went on, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Clark, not to cut nobody off, but could you explain what happened on the show? My line just went blank, and when you try to call back, it was a business thing.
Yeah. Well, what happened, Scooby? The show just automatically cut off for some reason. Jay have a repair order in to see what happened, but it cut everybody off, and I want to apologize to all the listeners last night. Because, man, I thought we was on to something good. You know, we was getting good votes in and having a great time, and it cut off. So, you know, I don't know what happened. It even cut me off. I apologize to everybody.
Yeah, you know, I ain't with all that negative stuff. And, you know, someone was calling saying that if you wasn't on Grudge Inc., you got cut off. I said, no, because I got cut off too. So, know, they're looking for a loophole to put out anything. But, you know, I'm quite sure it was a problem because I had never called back and got a business ticket.
Well, you know, first of all, if I'm hosting the show, and I mean, everybody can hear me in the process of talking, and it just went blank. So, you know, for the people that got any common sense, they do know that the show went off, and I believe the only people that was able to listen were the people that was on the internet. So, Ms. Sharon had, she worked on it, you know, as long as she could, and she couldn't get it back going. So, you know, we just had to call the show last night. But we get back up and swinging at 7 o'clock sharp Thursday night. We'll be back at it again, buddy, and we're going to finish what we got to finish. So, you know, we'd like the guys to call in and still give their vote. We got that going.
Well, like I said, I think that cleared it up for, you know, for a lot of people versus people getting on other shows and hearing a false explanation of what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're going to have those guys that want to see everything in a negative aspect, man. But, you know, let them do their thing. You know, I mean, only the strongest survive and the weaker fall to the wayside. That's the way I was taught, man. So, you know, we're going to keep it moving.
That's right.
You got a lot of them that'll throw rocks and hide their hands, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're going to do that. You know, the one that throw the rock and hide their hands, sooner or later, you know, you catch up with them. But, man, you know, I just want to race. I'm tired of fighting. I want to race. I'm tired of all the negativity. I wish it was a place where all the negative guys can just get in one pot and have it, you know, and let the ones that want to see some positivity go, you know, just keep going. So that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping for, you know.
That's what we need. That's what we need to work it on. We need to focus on. It's gonna take a little training on all our part. It's gonna take a little training on all our part because all of us want to hear some gossip. But there's certain people out here, man. That's all they want. They're not even worried about a grudge race. They're not even worried about a lock in. Hell, they just want to know who's mad with somebody so they can damn stick a microphone in their mouth. You know, that's their whole life, man. And so we let's move. But listen, I want to say. For y'all who have not seen the movie Django, please see it because I want to make sure there's a lot of references that's going to be made to that. Django is a good movie. It's a little bloody, and you're going to hear the N-word about 10,000 times. But other than a lot of blood in the N-word, every other sentence, it's a good movie, man.
I got to agree. It's an excellent movie.
Yeah. And for y'all to know, Steven and Candyland is present in Goods Racing. You know. Steven and Candyland is present
on,
in Goods Racing. And all you got to do is just watch.
Hey, man. Hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
Steven and Goods Racing.
Man, you need to cut that out, man. So who the hell is Big Daddy?
I don't know.
That is going crazy, man.
And the main thing is, I'm going to use Steven and Candyland. Make sure everybody understands as a metaphor. As a metaphor. It is not meant to be racial in the sense of black and white. But Candyland, you know, Candyland exists in grudge racing, and it is Candyland is represented by blacks and whites. I mean, and Mexicans and some Puerto Ricans and different things. And Steven is also, you know, but I'm saying as a metaphor, is real prevalent in grudge racing. And now that's the only thing that we got to understand. It's people that sit around. It's Steven that's sitting on the line right now listening, not for grudge racing purposes, not to lock in, to see if you say something against Candyland so they can run and tell Candyland, ooh, ooh, Candyland, he said something about you. Ooh, Candyland, you ought to be careful. He done said something about you, huh?
I ain't seen the movie yet, but
somebody
put your phone on me, whoever that is.
Yeah, somebody talking.
That's me, Jay. I'm sorry. That's Drag, Jay. My bad. I forgot my mic was open.
Okay. There's a lot of Stevens out here, man, and the Candyland, it does exist. I just want you to know it. Candyland exists, and so I want you to take the time. Y'all got to recognize these Stevens when they come to you. The only thing they want to do is talk about who you mad with and why you ain't. You ought not support that person, or you should support this person. You know, that's a Steven. And be proud to call him one. If it's me, if I call you telling you that you don't need to support somebody, go and call me a Steven. That's what I am. Because we can. All right, you see. See, I tried not to mess with him. Now he's sitting there. All right, now we got to get him on. Since he said something, all right, Steven, tight Steven, come on with it.
What's going on, Jay?
Shit. All right, then. Tight, Steven, what you got going on?
Tight, man. Where the hell you been, tight, man?
Oh, man, I've been out here doing
lane.
What I do, riding around and getting it.
Candyland can do whatever Candyland want to do, and the other people outside of Candyland won't make mention of it. However, whatever the people outside of Candyland is doing, the people in Candyland shouldn't mention it either. What's your thought about that?
That's what I just said. And you said it in a nicer way than I said it, but like I said, make my name taste like shit in your mouth. Whatever you are doing, if you ain't invited, don't talk about it. You know the thing is, these mirrors. Mirrors came up this year. Mirrors. Oh, everyone, if you don't have a damn mirror, to call 404-353-3716 and we'll deliver one to your house. Because the mirror, the metaphor the mirror stands for, it's easy. You know, to say something negative, you have to really think about it. You know, you don't have to think to say something negative. But to say something positive, you have to think. And I have learned and reached the conclusion that a lot of people in this game of grudge thinking, they can't think. They can't think because if they could think, so much negative shit wouldn't come out that thing they call a mouth.
See, because
your brain is your most strongest muscle, and your mouth is your sharpest weapon. So you wanna try to use your strongest muscle before you pick up your strongest weapon.
Tight. Now, if me and you, I agree with you 100, Tight. Now, if me and you, Tight, been friends and every now and then we damn get on the opposite side of each other, but we go back and forth. But for the most part, we stick together and we hang out and we have fun. What is the mentality of the person who come in and try to amplify that argument between me and you? Because if don't nobody mess with it, me and you, tomorrow we'd be shooting marbles again. What kind of individual is that come in and try to make mine and your argument amplify and make it bigger and worse and all that? What is that?
That's a miserable soul.
Huh?
I said that's a miserable soul.
A miserable soul.
That's a good word for it.
I agree with you again.
I know it. I'm a one thing about me, the month of January, I ain't gonna do it February, cause you know my phone ring and thank God they have unlimited minutes and shit now. Because I feel like I babysit the grudge world. I babysit this shit and you know my biggest thing, Jay, it's the damn egos, man. It's the egos, if you ask me. My personal thing.
Well, hold on. Before you go there, hold that thought now. I'm just using me and you for an example, right? If me and you, because of our egos, you know, I got the fastest car, and you say you got the fastest car. Me and you arguing about that. And I find out that you got a flat tire, and you find out that my clutch is slipping. But me and you argue. But now we all know, in next week, we're going to be eating dinner together, right? So, is there anything wrong with us as long as it's just us doing it? What happens, though, when DJ Grant come over here and stick a radio in your mouth and say, and tell everybody in the world that your tire is flat, and then he come over to my house and tell everybody my clutch is slipping? Now, that's something between me and you arguing. Next week, we're going to be fine. So where is that going to take you? What good is that, I'm saying?
I would call that a shit starter.
That's a good name for it. That's a shit starter. So
don't mean to say you that, DJ Grant.
No offense,
you got
no offense taken, my brother. No offense taken.
But that's what we got to recognize, man. Now, the purpose of this show, some people call and said they want to make positive information. It's strange that they can't come on now. when they had said they wanted stuff to be positive. And, you know, so, like I said, about if that is, if it's true.
Yeah, I'm back, somebody, y'all if, motherfuckers over there on Grudge Inc., you hung up my phone because you didn't like what I was saying. Fuck it. I'm getting this goddamn special show. I'm tired of this bullshit. So make me get this show on y'all motherfuckers because
hey,
I will.
Hold on. Hey, hold on. Hey, tight. What is the number that you call to get that?
1-800. Goddamn. Stop the bullshit.
1-800. Long phone.
Hey, Jay.
Huh? Yes, sir?
If you don't mind tonight, would you just go ahead and run the show?
No, Joe. I'm a fan down, Joe.
No, Jay. Hey, for real. Jay, I got a big thing I got to go to anyway. And you're doing such a great job. And I've been getting Texas. They like you better than they like me anyway, so I'm going to let you run the show tonight. But fuck them, next week I'll be back anyway.
All right, Joe. I just want you to know, I hope Park and DJ Grant going to do a lot of talking, because I'm
No. The only reason I'm even on tonight right now.
Hey, Drag. Drag, you there?
Yeah. What's up, Joe? What up?
Hey, help Jay out, okay? Hold everything down for me, all right?
I ain't gonna be in the hole with y'all tonight, Joe, because I'm drunk.
Well, y'all have Jay out.
We'll do as much as we can, and then we'll you good, Joe? Yeah, we're gonna give you a good at least another 30 minutes at the most.
Okay, y'all got it, Jay. I'm finna get out of here and try to make something happen, okay?
Make it happen good, Joe. Only positive stuff.
Go get me some practice.
I'm going to do it, Jay. Jay, I'm going to do it. Because I know you're praying for me, Jay.
Yes, sir. Just make it positive, Joe. That's all you got to do. Y'all give me one
second.
Let me open up.
Have a good one. Normally, I'm not going to, I usually going to be on the show really on a Friday, but I'm just, reason I'm really on because I'm for you know, a lot of times people say what they, you know, they have mixed feelings, but I'm for the peace. I'm for all, you know, as far as without all the mess. I mean, I think we all can coexist fine. That's what we all want, but huh?
I was just saying coexist, not
who is this? I thought you said who is this? I said damn, who it is.
Damn.
Yeah, coexist. I know, right? Just coexist, man. I mean, this is what we do. This is what we love. We grudge races, man. But God, dog, man. I mean, if somebody's trying to do something positive, why is it always, like you said, somebody want to throw a rock and just looking for, it's like people are just looking for something negative to talk about.
I'm going to say this, Donna. You know, for one, I know myself. I've been 100 with everybody. I've been in contact with this year.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, I treat people like I want to be treated. But you know, this is a grown man sport, man. You know, you're gonna have the shit talking. You're going to have the name calling. You know, you're going to have the jig and jab, man. You know, hey, all that's fine. But the one thing that is not and that can lead to something else is when people want to get personal. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I do agree 100% what you're saying, Jay, as far as when two grown men are into it, you know, you don't need, you know, this other mother come to grab you and say, hey, listen, I think you need to do this. You know, you are right. You're 100% right. You don't need that. And, I mean, I'm just going to keep it 100. The thing of it is, you know, we all like this sport. This sport has fell off a lot, not only in Mississippi, but in Atlanta and all other places, as far as spectators wanting to come out and support and do this and that. It's going to be real, real hard for spectators wanting to come out and spend their money to see a bunch of females, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, and I'm using that as a figure of speech, you know, figure and name calling toward everybody. These folks want to come out and see some action, you know. So when you got two people that say they can't get along, okay, if you can't get along, leave each other alone. That's the way I was taught, you know. That's the way I was taught. But, you know, things are a lot different now, you know. I'm getting them up there, you know. I'm getting them up there. So my thing is that, you know, if I got a problem with you and you got a problem with me, you know, find you something else to do because I can find me something else to do. I don't have to deal with you. Man, I look at this grudge racing thing and I traveled a hell of a lot last year. I've met some good people. I've met some real stand-up people. You know, I'm glad of that, man. I'm glad of that. But when you come back home and you got these same crabs that feel like you damn near out of the pot, let me reach up and grab you by the ankle, you know, then you got a problem with that. Now, it's okay to do your little shit talking and name calling because, hey, man, that's what we do. That's what we do. But now, when it always got to be a third party to want to light the fire because you see the shit about to go out, you want to light the fire and keep the smoke going. Man, I think that's bullshit. I really think it's wrong, and it shouldn't be going on, you know. Let the shit die, like you said earlier, Jay. You know, when two men fight, you know, they may be shooting miles tomorrow, or they may not, but at least the smoke, you know, the fire will be put out. You see what I'm saying? So I think everybody around that's listening to this show, you know, I think they all need to take that and use it in a positive way, man. You know, Big Clark has no animosity with nobody. I don't dislike nobody. You know, whatever person did, whether it was last night or 2 weeks ago, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. You know, I'm a big boy. I can hold my own, I promise. I've been toting this weight around with me, man, 39 years. So I can hold my own. You know, I don't need no extra crutch or no extra help. You know, back to you.
Yeah, man. I'm going to say one thing. I think what you said was, I agree with everything you said 100%. And more so, you said, the personal stuff.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's what I said. I mean, you can say whatever you want, as long as it's pertaining to grudge racing, I mean, on my ass, or, you know, whatever you got to say, you know, as long as it's pertaining to grudge racing, it's fine. You know, me personally, I could probably take it either way, but, you know, bottom line, we need to keep it grudge racing, and that's it. All that extra stuff is just for the birds, man. Anything personal about anything else, ain't got nothing to do with racing. That's for somewhere else. We buy racing and shit talking and going down on each other as pertaining to racing, and that's it.
Exactly. Like my buddy say, he gonna whoop your ass, DJ, on February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I you know, he already got butt naked ass beat, but I mean, he's going to whip your head when he gets through, too, you know. So, you know, hey, man, it's all about fun again. We going to make it happen.
Ain't nothing wrong with a dream. Ain't nothing wrong with that,
you know. My main man, Gadget, man, you know, hey, look, we had a little lunch today with a few other homeboys here in Mississippi. And, man, all they can talk about is the turkey necks and pork steak that we going to have for everybody. So, you know, man, we going to have a good time here February 9th. And, I mean, I can't reiterate that enough, I promise you. We going to do it all weekend. Friday night, we going to hang out. Saturday, we going to get some ass kicked and somebody going to kick some ass. Sunday, we going to do this banquet. You know what I'm saying? Monday, Tuesday, we going to Fat Tuesday. Hey, man, we got a whole week of straight-up fun coming ahead of us. And, man, we going to make the best of this thing. So, you know, that's what I'm about, and that's what I'm pushing. All the negatives, man, take it and wash my hand with it, brother.
That's it. Let me ask you that stuff. I mean, why can't, I mean, we already said a few weeks ago, I mean, you know, we all trying to support each other just like Clark. I mean, ain't nowhere, just about every race I done been to, I seen Dick Clark.
That's right.
If he with his car, if he didn't have his car, you were there.
That's right.
You know, and I try to support any and everybody out there. It's all about racing. This is what I love to do, man. It ain't, you know, I love Grudge Inc. and I love Grudge Racing. But I mean, I'm where the action at. Period. I mean, I'm all about the love of the sport. But I'm not about nothing negative.
Right. You know. Where did that damn J-Bar go?
Ain't no telling.
J-Bar? You done clicked over on another line?
Yeah.
What's up, Ty?
Not being funny, but you, the way that you carry yourself and what you just said, I had an earlier conversation and I called you and told you that you Ed Mahomes and that goddamn Dirty Red, y'all are some of the best guys that I ever met, because, bro, you don't be in the negative shit and too much nobody say really rattle you. I don't think you get a little rattled a little bit, son of a, but that wasn't you. They just was on you too hard. but this real talk, man. The way that those three guys there carry themselves, you know, we all done called them non-racist, punk out fails, and everything. And as long as it pertains to racing, man, if people want this thing to grow and get better, start looking at the people that like DJ Grant. You know, you'll have some people say, "I'll tell you, sound like a fool. He don't race." The man just got back in the game a couple of years, and he getting his program together, but he ain't fucking with nobody. He ain't talking about nobody. You know, he ain't with that bullshit, man. Hey, bro,
It ain't true, tight. Man,
what?
Starter got a damn hit list on Grudge Inc.
Guess what the catch is? I bet you he ain't gonna talk about nothing negative, but he wanna go down on their ass on that racetrack.
Oh yeah. That's all he gonna say.
And that dude, not being funny, a lot of people. See, DJ, you don't need no damn mirror. You carry yourself like racers should be carried, man. And I talked to some guys today. They sold their car because of the bullshit of Grudge Racing. They had a good running damn car. And they sold it because of the bullshit. So, you know, keep it going, and we're going to lose something that we all care about.
You said you spoke my word.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate that, Tyler. I mean, and that's the thing, and that's the part of racing that, you know, it should never get to the point where people are tired of the bullshit with racing that make them want to get out of racing. That's really sad.
Son, look at it like this. Not being funny, I done said it before. You know, I tell all the guys, I hope all of them have old ladies, girlfriends, and not boyfriends or whatever. But if you're in a marriage, your marriage was going like this goddamn grudge racing, arguing, fucking, fighting, and bullshit, as much as we do over here in grudge racing, you tell me you're gonna stay with that woman. You find the easiest fix. You know, so. You know, man, I just son of what you said, it touched me. And when you hear the truth, you know, it's so easy to say something negative, like I said earlier. Just take it and let a man know I like the way you're doing it, son. The only thing I tell you, son, and this from the heart, don't lock no motherfucking more races in until you do that, until you go down the track three times in a row.
Hey, y'all bear with me. Y'all get me off the topic. Hold on. I want to make sure that we
that we want to end this. I want to make sure that we get this show on the upbeat route. I got a couple of people that's waiting. I got I did get one of the special guests to come back, and he do want to say a little something. But let me get Dolomite. I got to get Dolomite first. Y'all bear with me 1 second. And let's see what Dolomite. Dolomite, you there? Dolomite done went to sleep on me.
No, I'm here. I had it on mute.
Dolomite, what's your thought on this situation that we're talking about? Is it, can we agree we cannot get along? So let's stop trying to get along. Can we now coexist?
Well, we're gonna do that anyway. But we gotta find a way to do better than we're doing. But you know, it's gonna take both sides for that to happen. And I'm just speaking in general terms. It's gonna take both sides for it. You know,
well, let me speak for a moment. Just for a moment.
Okay.
And I am subject to being Candyland. But let me get on the other side for a minute. I'm gonna be outside of Candyland for a minute. And let me say this, Dolomite.
Go ahead.
If me and you, Dolomite, if you and your wife in your house and y'all doing y'all living, but I spend all my time trying to hear what's going on in your house and then telling you how you should run your house, what kind of person am I?
Well, you're definitely not the type of person I want in my house.
Right.
And,
But the question is, I'm saying that, listen, I'm all in your house. I'm trying to see what you're doing. I'm worried. Then I'm telling everybody how you should live, how you should be. What kind of person do that make me?
The worst kind, really.
So then, what I'm saying is, why is it that people that's in Candyland, why they keep sending out their spies and their ear and the eavesdropping to see what's going on out here on these other places and trying to tell the other people what you ain't doing or what you hadn't done or what you should do? Why? Why not just stay on Candyland and help improve Candyland?
That's all a good point. Looking at it that way, Jay, the way you're saying it right there, it's hard to even deal with that person, because all you're going to want to do is stay away from them. But so you asked the question, how can we coexist? Or can we coexist? I mean, to be honest, if that's going on, you ain't going to coexist with somebody like that, because it ain't going to never work out.
Well, then,
the question is, go ahead. But see, I'm saying the way you're saying it now.
I'm going to give you an example. Everybody over here with Grudge Inc.
Right.
Now, we have Grudge Inc. You are one of the governors. You have heard that we said we try to include everybody.
Right.
But then when we try to have a private meeting, somebody in Candyland worked hard to get in to hear what's going on. Ain't that just like me trying to see what's going on in your house?
Exactly. I agree totally.
And then
it's really a shame that that's happening.
Right, it shows that's happening. But what I'm saying is, why is it that the folks on Candyland so worried about what's going on here that they got them spies and all kind of shit to hear what's going on? Why don't they take their happy ass and stay in Candyland and make Candyland better?
Can I answer that question?
Wait a minute. Before you do, I got to, because he asked me the question. He's eating me up now. Let me ask you one question. What if Candyland ain't spying, but the person that's in there that's telling Candyland everything is creating all the damn problems?
But see, that's easy too. Candyland can still tell that person, listen, man, I don't want to hear about that bullshit you keep telling me. That don't interest me.
Well, that's true too.
Hey, Jay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But you're talking about a snitch now. You know what we don't like snitches.
You said
I put my phone back on mute. I put my phone back on mute.
No, what? I didn't understand what you said.
He said you're talking about a snitch. You're talking about somebody that snitches,
snitch.
And you don't like
okay,
a snitch.
Okay, King,
none
King
of
Biz, what's up, King Biz?
Yeah, Biz
okay.
Is snitching in there.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
All right, what's up, King Biz? Somebody said, what if it's a snitch? But see, even if it's a snitch, guess what? Even if it's a snitch, Candy Lane can still reject it. I don't want that information. Get away from it.
Yeah, but that ain't going to happen. I wish we could find out, and I don't know how we can, but I'm just saying, I wish we could really find out who it is. Because some of the problems. Huh? Say what I meant. I missed the joke. I'm talking.
Huh?
What was the joke?
I mean, I don't even know. Go ahead. I didn't. Somehow.
What did you say, man? Everybody bust out laughing. I want to laugh too now.
I ain't heard shit. I heard somebody laugh myself.
Oh, okay. Well, nevertheless, I wish we could find out.
But, so I'm just saying, but listen, if we coexist, guess what? If we coexist, Candyland can do what it do. The other part of the world can do what it do. And realistically, now, think, everybody's happy. Now, let me give you an example. As we've been out here moving and trying to get everybody engaged, these shows again now, are meant to talk about racing. But every time we get caught up in somebody trying to get to start an argument or get something going. But now, how long y'all got? I got to stop. I got to get Sylvester, let me tell y'all this. Sylvester said that he feels that he was slighted, and I want to give him the opportunity to let him know he don't have to go to Candy Lane. That he can, I mean, he's more than welcome to say, you know, what he say. I mean, it's grudge racing. It ain't personal. So, Sylvester, give me 1 second to get your mic open, and if y'all will, I want y'all to get Sylvester the opportunity to voice what he feels has happened to him. And, Sylvester, I'm just trying to get to the computer again. Y'all just bear with me 1 second so I can get Sylvester here. But y'all don't
wait
know.
Wait a minute. You said who?
Huh?
Who was that?
Sylvester.
Just let you know, Jay. Type Man said you was long-winded. I just want to let you know and warn you. When you open up, the guy Michael you said you is long-winded. So just
okay.
Just fair warning. Just fair warning.
All right. Well, y'all
bow. God bless you. Good night.
And let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm
about Candyland.
Okay. Y'all bow with me 1 minute. And now.
Is that Gunner Picks?
Yes, that's Gunner Picks. And I need
what's
to
going
on,
Gunner
Picks? To respond after Sylvester and after get all y'all people out the way.
All right.
Candy
y'all give me.
And other things.
All right. Y'all hold on for 1 second. All right. Now, I want Sylvester to have the opportunity to talk. So, everybody, if y'all please do not respond, let Sylvester get his thought out, please. And so, let's be respectful. Let Sylvester get his thought out. And but there's still a lot of background noise. Somebody got background noise. The background noise needs to stop. Whoever that sound like they driving with the window down. All right, that's better. All right.
Hey, Jay,
everybody.
You got me out?
Sylvester, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, Sylvester. Let me tell you this. You got a full show, and again, if you will, now we want you to say your piece, air out your feelings, but we want to make it short and sweet so we can move on to better and positive things, okay?
Okay, I'll make it short and sweet as I can, Jay. And if it ain't,
okay.
If that ain't short enough, you just go on mute.
Okay, yeah. Well, I ain't going to mute you. I'm not going to mute you.
All right, but what I wanted to do, Jay, I talked with Gerald today, and what I say to one person, I can say to another. I called for a show last night, and I got that. And I won't, you know, I don't, a lot of that I was listening to y'all talk, it was over my head about Candyland, because I come in at the tail end. So I didn't have a clue what y'all was talking about. But
I am Sylvester, and I had talked with Clark them back, I guess, about a little while ago, trying to straighten all this out. We was having issues. But one thing about me, Jay, and I talked with you and told you, you know, whether a person intentionally does it or not, when I feel, you know, this race should be about having fun, talking shit. And when I feel that these guys are constantly swinging and hit me in the nut, man, you know, I get an opportunity, that's what I do to them. Now, I was on Clark's show last night. I don't know what happened. Nobody knew I was going to ask for a show. So the rumors of it was all planned, all of that might have been planned about y'all getting cut off. I don't know. But nobody knew that I called and asked for a show. Nobody had a clue.
Well, hold on one second then. Let's go both ways. I accept the fact that nobody knew that you was going to have a show last night. But now let me tell you, nobody knew either, I'm going to make that official, that Clark's show was going to cut off either. I mean, both things happened unexpected.
Right. And when I was listening and they was talking, you know, Clark and them, in my opinion.
Hold on, DJ Grant
hey,
got
Grant.
His mic open. DJ Grant got his mic open. Wait a minute, DJ Grant talking. We got to let him finish talking. DJ Grant, you finished?
No, I was talking. I mean.
No, it was a background noise. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was listening to Clark and them show, and they started laughing and talking about bringing the tux. Well, all you got to do is listen to the show, because we done talked about it. The bottom line is I felt like I had hit the one cue to talk, and Clark came around. Whether they let me talk or not didn't bother me. What bothered me is that he made a comment to get a laugh, and I felt like it was, you know, at my expense. Now, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, he made a comment about get a starch iron fire suit that stick to your ass like mine. That was fine. That's the grace talk. But now, when I decided to get the show, and on the show, you know, I was hitting the one, but to really, you know, after I talked with Clark and them, all I've been talking about is promoting the show, trying to get a race set up. I left Gadget alone. A couple people called me and said, hey, man, are these guys going to race you? I said, no. He said, man, why? I said, man, I'll try to work it out. But we called it off. And I hit the one button to talk with Clark and Gadget about it. Wasn't it going to be about no big money, just to ask them. I knew Gadget wasn't going to race me head up. And I'm trying to get through it fast as I can. Well, when they made that comment to me about me, I felt like, okay, you want to hit me in the nuts, watch what I'm finna do. I called Dawg, and you know, if Dawg don't never speak to me again, I'm going to tell the truth on it today. Dawg told me no when I first called. He told me no. I told him, I said, man, you know, don't ever tell me that 2 weeks ago you told me I had an opportunity, anybody on your show, if they wanted to call a show to do something or get something set up for a race, you know, if it was worthwhile, you do it. And he told me one more time, don't. I said, dog, if you don't do it, don't offer it to me no more. He said, hold on, motherfucker. He clicked back over in about 30 seconds. He said, it'll be on in 5 minutes. And that's what happened. I was on, when I came on, Clark was talking. I clicked over to call some guys that was calling me wanting to know how they got kicked out. When I come on, all I heard was Clark voice. So now, last thing on my mind, y'all just told me, and I got cut off on your show. Threw a low blow at me, and I didn't say dog me. So when I heard your voice, what I did was told you the same, exactly. Man, this is my fucking show today. Don't you, I'll mute your ass. Having fun. Well, he started talking about I knew his car wasn't going to be there. Make a long story short, I explained to him what I just told you all about Gadget. That I ain't trying to race the man head up, so people ask me. He pointed out that his car wasn't going to be there, and Gadget's car will be there. I said, well, is it something we can do with a little bit with Gadget's car? Gadget already made it clear to me, with him and Clark both on the phone, that they can call races for each other. Whether they had told me or not, all Clark had to do was say, no, I can't call it. But I don't know what went back. Now, all of a sudden,
we were through with that. Debbie T came on the phone. Norman Rocks at Clark because he was doing it on that show. Man, I did the same thing across the board all night, trying to bullshit and have fun. It wasn't directed to Grudge Inc. It wasn't directed to no specific person. Whoever they talk about, I throw me a comment in and I move on. And guys that I don't know, there's Leon, I don't know if it's Leon, I can't remember their name, from Detroit or Chicago. Call me today. Man, we had a good time. We didn't know you. We just bullshit. I ain't had nothing personal against nobody. Man, come today, it just seems like it's all a big deal and there was a big plot. I just want everybody to know, man, I'm doing me. If I can get along with you and we work things out, that's fine. If you don't want me to ask you to raise, just tell me. And if I decide to ask you next week, tell me to fuck off or don't say nothing to me. That's your choice. You can't stop me from talking. I can't stop you, Jay, from being a grown man and saying what you want to say. If I don't put my hands on you, what I'm saying to you about race, it shouldn't bother you. And it should be the same way, you know, vice versa.
I do want
to get along. I do want to have things where when I talk with Chris and Gadget, I told them I do not want to come to the show with a chip on my shoulder because I'm not having fun. Let's put it behind. And we talk then. Well, to be honest, ain't nobody pushing me to do nothing. No, nobody's pushing me in no one direction or the other to do anything. What I do is because of my thinking, and that's what I decided to do.
Well, I think that the fact that you came on and said what you just said is that you're trying to have fun. A lot of times I think that's where we all stop and we won't take that break to say, hey, man, we're having fun. And so let's get that word out now. It should be about, and that's what we've got to make it about, nothing but fun. Fun and enjoyment. We talk a little smack. We hope to win races. But it's fun first. First and last, really. So, Sylvester, I appreciate what you're saying. You didn't sound wrong. I hadn't heard any of it. But at least tonight you saying you want to have fun. You're going to the February 9th race to have fun. Clark said earlier, I don't know if you heard him or not, that he ain't got no qualms with nobody. He said the only thing that Clark said was when his car is ready, I guess he was talking to WTQ. I don't know what kind of car you got, Sylvester, but he said when he gets his wagon ready, then he's going to talk a little shit. And that's what we're supposed to do. So,
right.
Hell, I mean, that's, huh?
Yeah, one other thing I just want to point out, so the one that's listening. And I wanted, the first thing I want to say, it's not an issue now. It's not an issue at all. We got past that today. But I just want to, I don't want people to think, man, that damn guy is just crazy and stupid. When I react, say something, I get loud, it's because I feel I was wrong and I'm just a loud person. But I want people to understand real quick, this is going to take about a minute. When we locked in a race, now, all this is behind us, so I'm not bringing up an issue. I just want to point it out so you can understand. When we locked in a race, it was on that talk show announced that you do not advertise me and don't put me on no fly. That's my right. Whoever's on the phone, Big Drag or some of the bigger guys out here, nobody want to be advertised. I can't go advertise Grudge Inc. and just think it's okay. They won't care. My point is, no matter how big or small you are, that's your right if you don't want to be advertised. And it was agreed on. But to me, it was agreed on with hitting me in the nuts. When I asked for it, do not advertise me or put me on the radio. Clark made the statement that we don't have room for you anyway. So now maybe y'all can understand why I was so offended, why it bothered me so much when for someone to get on the national radio talk show and say we don't have room for you, to turn around and put me on there like, okay, we didn't think we needed you, but now we need you. No matter how big or small, whether it bring in one extra person or 1,000 more people.
Right.
That's my right.
Sylvester, tell me, tell everybody, when you told me about it, what was my response to you?
You made it right then, Jay. Right then, you made it right.
You ask me what do it take to make it right, you're absolutely right. If we did not have your consent, it should not have happened. In a different words, that's what you told me. But that's what it came out to be, that it should not have happened. You asked me right then, what do I need to do to make it right? Do I need to pull them, or do I need to pay? What do I need to do? And my words to you were just the fact that you acknowledge that it should not happen, Jay, is good for me. Have I said anything wrong yet?
No, sir, you haven't.
Okay. Now, but that's behind us. For some that don't know me, and most people, you know, a lot of times they talk to different parties, and you catch one side of somebody's story about a person, and you start painting a picture that, man, that person is either crazy or dumbass or something. Yet there's always two sides to the story. I'm not wanting to start in a confusion. I'm not wanting to go back and forth all night. I just want to point out a couple things that I see as a fact that I'd like for us to get past and get behind us for able to coexist, like you said earlier.
All right, it's still on you. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
That's
it.
Well, I think Clark, your mic is open. If your mic is open, I think you can agree that that was a positive statement and an agreement that we're going to coexist and move on. Clark, you got anything to say on that?
Yeah, I got something to say, Jay. Let me explain something to you. And let me explain this to Sylvester. When I made that comment as far as the suit, man, dog, everybody that has ever met you always play with you about that. But when I said it, I didn't say nothing negative towards you. Gadget was saying, if he won a couple races, that he was going to come to the banquet with his racing suit on. It was black. I said, okay, come to the thing, but you got to make sure it be starched just like Sylvester, is what I said. Now, that wasn't a negative towards you in no kind of way, but let me explain this to you as well. Y'all came on, and you said that you didn't say anything negative, which, you know, I thought it was a little negative, but like I said earlier, I'm a big boy. I can take those. All I want you to do, Sylvester, is be a man. I'm not mad at you for nothing you said. I last along with y'all. All I'm telling you is I'm coming back, and when I do, be a man and take it like I did. That's all I'm saying, and we can keep this thing moving in a positive way. But, I mean, I'm just letting you know it is coming, and it's coming real soon now.
Okay.
All right, so, and that's all I got to say.
Okay,
so you're going to go down on Sylvester's ass? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, man, I promise you, when I come to the racetrack with my car and he at the racetrack with his car, I promise you, he ain't going to like the way my mouth is open.
Okay.
But
now,
let me ask you one question, Claude. This ain't a personal thing. This just
No. It's strictly racing, J-Bone. It's strictly racing is what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing personal with nothing. It's strictly
AJ.
Racing.
AJ.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I told you if we don't have a problem, you tell me if I'm wrong with what I'm saying. After we squashed it, I told you, Clark, as long as we don't have a problem. Now, you may think that I knew about your car. Man, I try to run a business every day. I don't have time. You know, I get on the phone and laugh and talk between 3:30 and about 5:30 in the morning. After that, man, I'm trying to keep going. But I don't, you know, I'm not running in behind trying to see what everybody's doing. Sometimes guys just going to tell you, ain't nothing we can do about that. It's hard to keep secrets in when you're in grudge racing. So that's just a way of life. I didn't know about your car down. When y'all called me, you and Gadget called me about running Tony, that's when I told you that I was going to wait a week before and let you know that if we didn't have a problem, I wanted to race you. And you're saying that when you step to me, you want to race. If we don't have a problem, Clark, if we don't have a problem, you can be over there February the 9th. You and Gadget can be over there, man. I mean,
That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't coming mad. I ain't coming with a chip on my shoulder. I'm coming to goddamn go down that track, win or lose, with either one of you. I'm both of you. I really want both of you.
Okay,
so let me change that around.
Hold on, J-Mon.
Go ahead.
Now, I just want to ask a few questions. Now, first of all, I want to ask, I got a few questions just give me your honest answer. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to get all into a bunch of long, drawn-out stuff. But
okay.
Do we have a problem? Do we have a problem right now?
No.
Okay. As of right now, we do not have a problem. Right? Okay, all right. Now, when I had my car at the track, and at that time we wasn't beefing. Me and you had locked up a little money for a quick them race on Hattiesburg. We all was laughing and talking. I practically begged you to race. You didn't want none of my trouble then is what you told me, correct?
For the upcoming. Now, let the truth be told, I was going to take over that race for quitting them that night. But, Clark, let's just lay it out there.
Listen, man. I'm asking you a question, and you're going around it. I'm asking you, how many times have I practically begged you to race? Now,
you
that
did.
Night that you okay, –
listen,
I
man,
did, right?
You were down there on your knees trying to get me to race. I didn't want to race, but I felt like it wasn't your motor, Clark. Listen, man, all them excuses
right there, those are the same things that everybody
excuse,
uses. Listen to me good. When I came to you, I asked you to race, and you told me like a man, I can't do nothing with you, Clark. You paid me a punk out money that you gave me. You know what I'm saying? And we let everything be happy go lucky. We went on to something else.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, and the reason I felt like I felt was because I knew when my car went down, I tore up a lot of stuff November 30th. I mean, you know, for whatever the reasons are, you know what I'm saying, that I ain't fixed my car, those are my reasons. But when you all of a sudden said you wanted to race me, I automatically felt like, you know, and I know we all talk on these phones, so I mean I know that messages fly around, but when you said you wanted to race me, when I practically got carpet burned on my knees from begging you to race, you know, how would you have taken that? It's the only thing that I'm saying. It's nothing negative. You said now that you want to race me. Everybody on here has heard on the show you had last night, and this show right here, and my show. So, I mean, I can't count the people that have heard that. All I'm saying to you is keep doing your thing, man. I'm coming to see you, and when I do, you can still tell me, yeah, mate. But
right,
I am
right.
coming.
But
I do want to yeah. race you like you want to race me, and that's
right.
it.
Now, let me say this here. So, you know, it don't bother me if people say, man, you done punked out and all that. If I feel like I stand a chance, it take a fool to go out there and feel like they can't win and do it and gamble their money. Yeah, but if I feel like I stand a chance, I told you before, Clark, when we were going back and forth, man, the minute I think your motor's in your car, I'm going to run you. Now, if whatever went on with all that, I have nothing to do with it. You know, when you called me, I didn't start all the conversation about me racing you. You called me, and y'all asked me about Tony. You and Gadget. When I said right then, I hadn't talked to nobody about your car. I wasn't going to even put the word out. I was waiting until I called 1 week from your show and tell you I want to run you. Now, you assuming that somebody told me. I can't help that. You got that right to assume. When you get your car ready, man, if it's ready, listen, just hear me, please hear me. If it's ready, if you pull up at that track on February the 9th and you know you're going to be there, please let me know on the 8th. And I will tell you, Clark, I will be there to race you. We'll set up the amount and the time. The only thing that I want you to do, you know, is what I'm going to say, is, man, see if Gadget will race me. And you know what? Because he told me he couldn't beat me head up after we, you know, had agreed on the head up race, I give it a back time, man. Or I get on, I do something for him. I ain't gonna give him a point.
Hey, y'all, gentlemen, hold on 1 second.
I'm glad that argument over y'all getting straight right down board now. Damn, but woo, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Jay, the thing of it is, okay, he just said that he want to race me. I said I'm going to race him. We're going to leave it alone. Hey, we can move on to something else, buddy.
All right, hold on. Right. Let's see. What about Gadget? Is he on the phone? I want to ask him.
Gadget ain't on.
Gadget right now.
He ain't on. Okay. All right, now hold on, y'all. I gotta get my partner in crime, Gunner Pitt. Gunner Pitt, are you available? Lady A, is Gunner Pitt on? Lady A is muted. Gunner Pitt said he was sitting there waiting to say something. Y'all gotta bear with me, y'all. You know. There's a lot of callers on here, so you got to give me a chance to get down here to the. Let me see 1 second. Let's see. Gunner Pitt, your mic is open. Go ahead.
What's going on, Jay?
Oh, I'm making. How are you making tonight?
Man, I'm good. I'm up here in the Windy City, and it's good. But I want to comment on Candyland. And first of all, so far as Candyland, Jay. I like what Sylvester said. Sylvester had a problem, and he came on this show, and he aired it out. Now, a lot of people say, oh, we need to talk about racing. The show needs to be strictly racing. The shows are racing, but it's also, these shows are a way for people to get things off their chest. What I think should be done with the Candyland and the Stevens is, when you came on the show, you said, well, the people that's in Candyland, identify them. If the people in Candyland are identified, and they're identified as a problem, then we have no more problem anymore because everybody will know who's the shit starter and who's doing what. But what the problem is, to me, and it's my personal opinion based on what I think I do, the problem is everybody comes on these shows, and the first thing they say is, I'm a man. But if you're a man, why are you dancing around the issues? If you got something you need to say to somebody, want to say, just go ahead and say it. You can only dial one damn time. That's it. If they jump on you and kick your ass and kill you, you can only die once. If not, you just got bruised feelings, or somebody's going to have bruised feelings, or somebody, you know, they're going to come to an agreement and call it a day. But we're making a practice of dancing around people, and I think that's a big part of Canada. So if everybody stops dancing around everybody and just get it off the chest, say what they say, and that's as simple as that. We wouldn't have half these problems that we have. But we all know who the problem is, but it's an unwritten rule, and it's an unwritten agreement.
Well, we know who it is, but we just ain't going to say their name. We're going to imply it's this. We're going to imply it's that.
And just say it. And get it out the chest. Out them. Put them on blast. That's my thing.
See,
I like the way Sylvester came on. I'm listening.
Yeah, well, this is the thing about, now, that, no, the way Sylvester came on is the way a man do it. The way Stevens come on is different. Let me give you an example. It was different. When Stevens comes on, he knows how to uproar Candyland. So Steven will come on, and he'll say, but he won't say. Now he'll amplify what somebody else said, and run back to Candyland and tell him, "Oh, Master, look what somebody said about you." And create. It's not really Steven. You know, it's not really a problem. What Steven does, he's not really. He don't initiate the problem. He don't have a problem with nobody. He just run back and tell everybody what's going on and tell the master what's going on and get everybody all down, you know, and then all of a sudden. But now let me tell you what happened.
Well, that sounds like Uncle Tom to me. That don't sound like
well,
that. Sound like Tom. That sounds like
those
Tom.
Names.
And.
Well, let me tell you this now. Let me show you one more thing. The masters of Candy Lane have learned that when Stephen go out and do that, call that trouble, it helps them. See, so pay attention now. Around certain dates, Stephen will go to work, and Stephen gonna go. He gonna run and find out who you mad with, Trent, and he gonna try to get them. And then he gonna run to the next man, who you mad with, because and then what Stephen do that? He gonna tell you, they're against some kind of way. I don't care what the hell you're doing. It's going to be against Candyland. You could be out here that damn totally with that, the furthest thing from your mind. But they use that
to rally this. They use that to deny all the support of the Candyland. Like, they come on and say, what? Well, we're going to go to Candyland and show support. They don't learn that that's how Candyland survives. They go out and amplify something that don't have nothing, not a shit thing to do with Candyland, make it an issue with Candyland, and then and then all these folks, oh, you can't talk about Candyland. And I have a quote.
Hey, Jay Bourne.
Yes, sir.
I got something to say real quick. I'm going to make it short and quick. Jay Bourne, what is Grudge Inc.'s sister website?
I am a paid advertiser. The sister website, for y'all that don't know, there's a sister website called Clocks Off. This is going to piss Candyland off, but there's a new division, a new sister site called Clocks Off. So I need to check it out. It is. It got some amazing things over there. It's at this point, if y'all catch it early, it's untouched by human hand. It's really a beautiful site. You can get some current, up-to-date information. So, now let me get back to my job since I had them.
I'm not quite yet done. Now, I just want to say this. There are some crads over in Grudge Inc. So, for all the crads that thought, hold up, for all the crads that thought ClarkOff.com was something other than what it is, you heard from Boss himself. ClarkOff.com, so, is a sister site to Grudge Inc. Now, if that's all, if I'm not talking to you, then you, if you're not one of the if you're not one of the Stevenses, then you shouldn't be offended. But I tell you what, Jay, I jump on the ring like hell right after this show, and because of the Stevenses, yes, I will hear who said what. But do I? No, because I can't stand Candyland. I hate Candyland, and I try to kill Candyland whenever possible. That's me, myself, personally. That has no reflection on Grudge Inc. or no reflection on any other organization. Clocksoft.com is about supporting everybody and everything unbiasedly and bringing everything all to one spot unbiasedly. So, yes, we can all coexist together. Now, go ahead, Jay. I'm done.
All right. Yeah, all right. We'd like to thank you for that advertisement, sir. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
Sure.
Now.
I want to thank you for the opportunity for the advertisement.
Hey, Jay. Jay, I know we're trying to bury the hatchet, but this is deep down in my stomach. It's like fire shut up in my bones, and I can't be quiet.
Well, come on with it.
I was on the internet the other I think it was Wednesday. I know Sylvester said that did nobody know what he was going to do. But I was on the internet on Blog Talk Wednesday, which is the day before Thursday, which is like 24 hours before Dog, 24 after Dog show. And his next show was called Red Hot. Now, it could be just a coincidence that the next show schedule was Red Hot, and it could be a coincidence that they called Sylvester Red Hot, but it was on his board that his next show was featuring Red Hot, and that was Wednesday. So
Sylvester's on. That's an excellent point. When you clean up Sylvester, are you saying that one of the talk show hosts is psychic?
Man, the man not talking clearly. I don't really know what he was saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I try to speak clearly, but let me go back.
Somebody's got a noise, man. Yeah, but let me ask this here. You're saying that I was supposed to have a talk show Wednesday that just passed?
Hold on, I'm
well,
getting called back,
said,
Dog.
Well,
so Dog about to straighten me out. Hold on one second. I click back on. Carry on, Jay.
Okay.
You just asked me something. Now, give me a chance to talk. I want to make sure, Because dog may straighten him out, but, I don't need dog to talk for me. If he that I was scheduled to be on a talk show Wednesday, man, I don't know who's psychic or who's bullshitting or who's fucking with who. What I do know is dog, Grudge Inc., Sylvester, Red Eye, and no fucking body else knew Thursday at 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, up until that point, nobody knew that Sylvester was going to be on that phone at 7:30 or whatever time it was.
Wow.
When that phone dropped off was the first phone call I made, and I have no reason to lie that that man told me no when I asked him. Now, whatever anybody's doing playing out there, I don't even go on the internet. So except on my cell phone when I'm working. But I care less what they putting out there. I don't do that Facebook, none of that. So I don't know what they got on the internet, what they got going out there. But what I do know is nobody knew I was gonna be on that talk show. That's my right and my privilege if somebody allow me to. You know,
that's
I don't
right.
have a problem with Charles J. Bond. I don't have a problem with all the other ones out there. When I come do this, man, I done got off work. I'm either having a drink, and a lot of times I sit there lying like I'm drinking just because I want to have that comedy style atmosphere going.
That's right. Hey, Sylvester, let me ask you a question. Next week, I might want to come out that way. Can we sit down and fake drink together?
J-Bone, be honest with you. You narrow it down to a day, and I'll let you know, but I drive a truck. So,
oh, you drive a truck. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't really know about just saying any day next week.
Right. I got you. Well, we'll talk, because I got your number now. And you got mine, so we'll talk to make that happen. But now let me go. I got to go to one of your good friends.
Your governor from Illinois to open up a can of worms, Mr. Willie Dog, respectfully asked, can you open his mic? He said if you do, he wants to explain his side of the story. If you don't open up his mic, he's not mad and he doesn't. He won't hold it against you. So it's up to you, Doc.
Hold on one second. I am going to open his mic, but I got Ken's mic open. In the meantime, Dog, I'm going to open your mic as soon as I get Ken going. And Dog, please just hold your peace and let Ken. Hey, well, Ken Canada, how you doing? Hold on, let me say this right. Everybody, I want y'all to understand that the truck champ is on the line. Ken Kennedy, you are the truck champ. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jay. You doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing well. Ken Kennedy, earlier today, you had called me saying that you're tired of the bullshit, that you want some positive stuff, you want something good. And we talked about saying some positive stuff, Ken. Is there anything on your mind that you would like to clear up before you get to the positive stuff?
Yeah, Jay, some things I'd like to clear up is this. Every time that somebody in Mississippi have a problem amongst each other, the first thing these guys that's from Mississippi say, well, Ken had to be the one that called Dog and get the show, because Sylvester don't know dog number. Sylvester had been talking to Dog prior to him. Sylvester had been talking to Dog prior to that show. You see what I'm saying? So I called you to tell you because I know it wasn't going to be just but some negative talk on the talk show tonight. And I told you, I said, hey, Jay, I have no problem with Grudge Inc. None. Me and you kick each other in the nuts, you know, when we be talking to each other on the show. But it's entertainment purpose only. That's all it is with me. It's entertainment purpose only, man. And these guys in Mississippi today, they went out and ate lunch today. The first thing, they had so much animosity towards me first thing they called, one of my partners was down to eat lunch with them. They called me and told me they wanted to give me the back tower with gadget collar, lock up 500 on 2,000 or better. I called Tony. I asked Tony, I said, hey, man, we're going to run gadget on Krishnam race on February 9th. They want to lock up 500 on 2,000 or better. I have no problem with Chris or gadget, Jay.
Right,
you see that?
Right. Yeah,
I have no problem with Chris or gadget. But if you call me like a man and tell me you want to race Little Red Riding Hood and I feel like I got a chance with you, guess what?
You're going to lock it in. You're going to lock
down
it in.
Down on your ass, here I go, man.
That's right.
It's nothing personal with Chris or Gadget now. It's nothing personal with them. But if you think I'm that weak, get up to the plate and bring your ass home. That's real talk,
I
man.
Well, that's good. But, now, let me ask you this. Can we... today, I think me and you talked, like I said, for the first time without anybody being in the middle of our conversation. And you want to share? Do you want to share some of that the agreement that me and you got so that we can keep some of these Stevens out of our business?
Yeah, Jay, it's just like me and you agreed on the phone, first with me and you, and then with me and you and Sylvester. I told you, I said, hey, Mr. Barr, I have no problem with you. A lot of people think that I have a problem with you because me and you get in some time a heated discussion. But it's all entertainment, man. You know, people say, oh, it's just entertainment, but really they take it to a personal level. It really takes it to a personal level. So, you know, last week on, I think it may have been Dog Show, I said to the girls, well, hey, man, if I lose, I'm going to laugh with people if they kick me in the nuts just like they do when I win. I'm not going to let this go to a personal level no more, regardless of what my peers and what the girls saying say to me, because this is not my – it's just entertainment to me, man.
Hey, Ken, do you mind if I test to see if you're gonna take it as entertainment only?
No, Jay. If you think I'm lying, do what you do. As long as you don't come in try to knock my wife off tonight or race my daughter here that's 15 at the house. Y'all don't race Little Red Riding Hood, one of my daughter. I've been taking that pretty good, haven't I?
Yeah, but let me ask you this question here. All in entertainment. Tell me now if it's still sensitive. Just say it's sensitive, then I'll leave it alone. But let me tell you.
Okay, I heard
that you got a good ass fucking over in South Carolina the other weekend. Is that true or false?
No, Jay, you're wrong. Damn it, you're
wrong.
I'm asking. It wasn't South Carolina. It was North Carolina in Red Spring.
Was it world of ass fucking? Just wrong location.
Man, they got my daughter raped again twice. They did. You know what I mean? That's real talk.
Yeah.
I called Pro Stock Joe, and I told Pro Stock Joe, I said, you told me to step out of my league and go to running cars and shit. I told Tony, I said, hey, we're going to run some cars. And I'd be damned, he can go to running big block cars hit up with 706s and goddamn 748. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? That's why I looked at this racing different. Everybody know Tony Vine. Everybody know he's going to do something crazy. He don't mean no harm. That's just Tony Vine. Just what? So that's why I look at it. I'm going to win
well,
some, I'm going to lose some.
I'm going to give you a prop, Ken, for stepping up. I mean, that's what we want. We want people to race. In every race, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. So
that's
I'm going to let you know. I appreciate you stepping up, bringing action. You know, I hope you win more than you lose.
Hey, James,
now,
for the record, huh? Can I say something? I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But for the record, you know, I told you to call me, how late they called me at 7 o'clock that I was gone, that I was going to get on the show. My district manager was at the store at Advance Auto Parts. Late they called me twice. I went in the bathroom. I told her, I said, late they tell Jay, my district manager here, that I was call into the show when I get off or call me back later. I cannot talk. You know, I heard the comment when y'all was talking that I hope that nobody tell Ken not to get on the show. For the record, Jay, for the record, I'm my own man. Can't nobody tell me what to do. My mama's dead. My daddy's dead. So all these other guys out here, I've been listening to them. But guess what? The final decision is going to be Ken Kennedy. So, you know, that's the reason why I didn't get on the show when I told you I was going to get on the show when it first came on.
Ken, I appreciate that, and I stand corrected. And I apologize in advance, but I'll go ahead and finish now. I apologize. I was feeling a little funny, Ken, because me and you had talked so much. But you're right. I appreciate it, and I apologize. But, Ken, I got to stir a little trouble with you and Sylvester now for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, Jay.
Is Sylvester still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know.
Yeah, Sylvester, let me ask you a question now. Ken,
uh-huh.
I just want a yes or no answer, and I just want to make sure Sylvester hit. And, Ken, will Sylvester...
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Will Sylvester ever drive the Little Red Riding Hood again?
Hey, Jay, I'm going to say it like this here. When I come from over the East Coast, if I decide to keep the truck...
Hey, Ken, I'm sorry if I didn't rush you, but, Jay, let me ask you this, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is no disrespect to you, but I listened to you talk earlier, and I made the comment that y'all was over my head. But I was saying that because I didn't know who y'all was talking about. But if Ken and I do team up, what would that change on the back of your hand, man?
Well, let me tell you. I was told that Sylvester was an excellent driver. And the same way, now that's what we talk about. Now we talk about driving. And see, I can tell that's a touch. For some reason, Sylvester, that's a touch. But hold on, let me put mine in.
Okay.
Because, let me ask you this. Let me show you what I'm saying. I've talked to Biz about who's going to drive his car next month. I've talked to Three Lug about who's going to drive his car. And the only question I asked was, because I heard you was a good driver, I just asked 007, will you ever drive for him again? It was a simple question.
Hey, Jay.
Okay.
You know, the thing over there, I could answer that question, but guess what?
What's that?
There's so many people over here in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Want to tell me who to put in the truck, who should drive the truck, who should this, who should that. But guess what?
What?
All these people who want to tell me what to do with that truck, when we break the motor, I need some tires or something like that,
nobody
want to step up and say, hey, here go $5, here go $2, here go $20 on none of the repairs.
Right.
You understand me?
That's true.
So,
it's all Ken Kennedy.
It's all Ken Kennedy. Man,
Jay, we gonna do this here. Some people you can joke with, some people you can't. You saying that as a freaking joke, and these guys take this stuff so to heart and act like it's ridiculous. But Dog's still trying to get in, and some guys say,
I don't know what number he got. Tim, I don't see his number nowhere.
Hey, I'm on here another way, but I'm gonna wait till y'all tell me I can talk.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Hey, Doc, Jay.
Yeah.
You see what I be telling you, man? It don't matter when I get on one of y'all shows, man. As soon as I go to talking, I always somebody butt in, man. That's why I stop getting on these shows now.
Well,
you
welcome, Ken. Listen to this, Ken. But
I just stay off of them, man.
We do got to work on making sure that everybody understands. It's just entertainment. We just talking.
Yeah,
we got something to talk about. It's just entertainment.
You know, it's
so
all about respect, Jay. It's all about respect.
Yeah.
And for me to be the goddamn people champ, man, yo, some of these hosts, man, shit, they don't act like it. They don't disrespect Mississippi Joe and all these other dudes. I'm saying Mississippi Joe now. I ain't saying nothing about him now. Before y'all, somebody take it wrong.
Yeah.
But,
Ken,
don't
go down that road. How did I introduce you, Ken? Don't go down. Let's talk positive. How did I introduce you?
But that's it. Jay, we, you know, me and you have come to an agreement. We're going to talk positive. So it don't matter what okay. other people think about me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as
okay.
me and you got it, and we know what it is, hey, man, all the other people, it is what it is. You, like you say, you ain't going to make everybody happy. So
y'all,
you
give me 1 second now.
What's going on, 007 champ? This tight, I just wanted to holler at you.
What's happening? I know you're going to kick my daughter in the nuts. Tony's going to
hey.
Get raped again this weekend.
Hey, hey.
Just look at the internet. Huh?
Guess what? I ain't seen not one time she got molested. But, you know, soon as little Red Riding Hood get some things up under her chin, I get a phone call.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to say this here, man. We ain't going to hold up the show because I don't want people to say we holding up the show in Mississippi on some nonsense stuff so we can move on. When my daughter screamed her act up and go whoop ass this weekend, I done told Dolomite, all these people when she was out here being a hoe, everybody put that on the internet for everybody to see it. Now, when
uh-huh.
she start whooping asses out here this week, I'm going to see how many camera and videography go take pictures and put that up there this weekend.
So,
hey, why wouldn't I, man?
You predicted this week that
wouldn't I put you up there, bro? We ain't lose a draw. That's my job is, to put up something. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
Hey.
Listen, I'm bringing my car to Mississippi. I might get my ass tore out the socket. But if I lose, I'm putting it up there, too.
Hey, I'm not saying I just use your name. I'm not saying you're doing it wrong. Now, don't get. Sometimes I just use name that's common to me, man. Not that you're doing anything wrong.
I love you, man. I really do, man. And I see
well,
it trying to bother you a little bit, you know.
Well, I can't do that.
I'm gonna be the first one over there with my camera stuck in your face. I want you to know that.
Hey, champ, I got one question for the champ, Jake. Let me know when I can ask it.
Come on with it, man.
Hey, champ, not being funny, you done raised your daughter for 15 years. I'm going to say 18 years, right?
Right.
How did you feel when you found out she was a slut?
Hey, man, I did all I could to treat her right, man. You know what I'm saying? Once they leave out of your house, you don't know what they're going to do. A lot of them laughing at my daughter, but yeah, their daughter is a slut, too. They just don't know it yet.
Everybody
just have to see what my daughter doing right now. You know what I mean? Okay. It is okay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my daughter's a freak, man. I found out she's a freak. It's okay,
hey,
y'all.
She get gang bang. Hey, boy, that's something else. But, now, I just had to holler at the champ and, let him know, yes, I am on the show. And if your daughter gets raped again, it's not going to be a surprise. I knew she was a trick way before you did.
Sorry. Hey, I'm trying to scrape that ass up, though, buddy. At least I'm trying to scrape that ass up.
Hey, champ, I'm glad you said it. You know you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So guess what? The only thing I can tell you is keep that bitch on the stroller. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Jay, you know, I ain't going to hold up the show, man. I gave you my word I was going to come on the show. And I was trying to come on the show and say something positive. You know, like I tell a lot of people, man.
We got Willie Dawg coming up. Hold on 1 second. I got Willie Dawg coming up. But now let me tell you, Monday, the president of BTE Transmissions will be on the Monday night show, and for y'all that don't know, a lot of people out here is running their parts, if not their whole transmission. They're running parts of the transmission. Just to name a few is Wick and Big Low. And the guy want to come on. He want to talk about grudge racing. They're really excited about grudge racing, so he'll be on the Monday night show. And so if you for y'all that's not familiar with BTE. You know, I'll try to give you a little more information, but hell, the show is Monday, so he'll be on himself, and he can tell you all about some of the how his transmissions are, give you better reaction times. And one of the things I want to make sure that everybody hear this part. One of the things that he say, if you buy your transmission, I want to make sure I tell this lie right, through Grudge Inc., then if it breaks, he fix it. No cost.
Now we'll talk to him about that again Monday. So that means, you know, if that's true, what I think I'm saying is that, you know, and basically what he's trying to do is support grudge racing, that if you buy a transmission, if he break, he fix it free. And as long as you ain't did nothing on your side, you know, like ran it low in fluid or let it run hot, nothing like that, he'll fix it for free. That's a serious commitment. So Monday, y'all make sure that y'all come on so we can have a conversation with him. I'm assuming his prices are, you know, equal to all the other good transmissions out there. I do know Big Low run his components. Big Low, I never see him with transmission trouble. I know Wick run his components. I don't never see Wick with no. So, I mean, those are two heavy hitters that I can think of at the moment. So let's move on now, y'all. We got Willie Dawg. Willie Dawg, you there?
Yeah, Jay, I'm here, man. Patiently here. And I want to ask you one favor. When I started talking, let me get everything out of it. If anybody got anything to ask me, they can ask me. Can I ask you that favor just this one time?
All right. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. For one thing, I want everybody out there within the sound of my voice. My name is not Dawg. It's not Godfather. I am Stephen. I will take that title. I'm Stephen. I am Stephen. Now, I got a whole bunch of juniors out there, but I'm going to be Stephen Senior. I'll take the thing as Stephen. Now, let's get this all this shit straight. For everybody out there again that can hear my voice, don't call me no more telling me your problems, telling me you need me to do this and do this here, because I'm glad to see everybody out here tonight is in a good mood and everybody's come by in and okay. I want to personally apologize to Big Clog. The only reason I'm apologizing to Big Clog is because Big Clog right now on this station tonight, Big Clog, the only one on this station tonight, is trying to move forward. He's the only one, Jay and all of them. Because, Jay, you're bringing up dirt shit in a sly, implied way. So, Big Clog, I apologize to you for anything you think I might have did, but I ain't through yet, Jay, and thank you for letting me keep on going. But you're the only one, so far I heard on this show tonight, with everybody that's on there that's trying to move forward. At least you said it. Whether you're doing it or not, at least you said the right thing. So the rest of you motherfuckers out there, you need to goddamn it look in the mirror, because you definitely ain't trying to move forward. Now, with that being said, last night when Big Clog show fucked up, when it started fucked up, I'm on there listening because I'm a supporter of Big Clog, and I was listening. When Big Clog show messed up, I was on the internet listening to it because I couldn't get in on the show. So when it messed up, the first thing I did, was call Big Clog and ask him did he want me to book a show so he can continue his show, because he had a show going and I know everybody wants to hear. Okay, y'all got background. Do that background noise so everybody can hear. And see, that's one of the problems with a lot of us on this radio too. See, we don't hear what's going on. We hear one part of it, and the first thing we do, we jump on the boat. Oh yeah, man, you right. That's right. And I'm gonna give a perfect example. My main man, DJ Grant, you do it all the time. You don't even know what the hell be going on. First thing you holler, oh yeah, you right, man. I'm 100% with you. How the hell you gonna be 100% with somebody when you don't even know what the hell the whole thing is? I had to say that too though. But now, so what I did was, I jumped on there and booked the show. And I gotta say one more thing. Biz just said he saw it on that Wednesday. Well, I don't know what Wednesday he saw it on, whether his calendar was on the leap year calendar or the Chinese calendar or something. I booked that show at 3:03. 3:03 last night. So I called Clark and I asked him, I said, Clark, do you want me to do a show? And then you can just, I just run the switchboard for you because your stuff down. Okay. Clark said, he said, Dawg, I don't mind that really, but Lady A is working, Sharon is working on it, trying to get it straightened out and everything. I said, okay, I know what to do. Tell her to close the show down and restart it again. What she thought it meant was just to knock everybody else off and start. What I meant was end the episode and then reschedule. That's what she should have did. So me and Big Clark was still talking, and then it didn't happen. So me and Big Clark was on there. Then in the meantime, Red Hot and all the boys, they called me. I mean, you know, they said, hey, man, they cut us off and knocked us off the show. And then I told them then, I said, no, I don't think they did that because it knocked me off, knocked everybody else off too, except the people on the internet. All right. So that's why I was asking Clark. I said, Clark, do you want to do the show or not? I had Clark and Red Hot was on hold, and that's why when Red Hot just told me just a while ago, he asked for a show, and then I came back and told him, yeah, he had it. The reason he did it was because Clark said, you know, Clark didn't want the show because him and Red Hot was arguing about something, and Clark hung up. So when Clark hung up, I said, okay, Red Hot, you can have the show. It's your show. But now, in the meantime, still, I don't know what Red Hot was going to say. I didn't know what Red Hot was going to do. But I was still working to get Clark's show back up. I even text Clark, which I didn't hear nobody bring out no defense that Willie Dawg wasn't being Willie Dawg. Willie Dawg was being Steven, so I want to be Steven now. I text Clark and nominated call so he could do it and get his show back on the road. Now, it's Clark on the phone. Clark, all I need you to do is say, did I do that or not? Clark, you on the phone?
Yeah, I was on mute, yeah.
Okay, did I do that or not, Clark?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, now, all through the show, Biz was on the show, Kimo was on the show, a lot of people was on the show, all through the show, I kept on saying, Sylvester, why y'all doing the personal stuff and all this here? And Sylvester, you know, I gave him the show. I had to give him the show, because if I didn't give him the show, he cussed me out, because he said, you said you'd get anybody a show, and I did do that, and I upheld it. So with that being said, as of tonight, as of right now, if y'all hear me talking, I am Steven. I want to be Steven. If y'all don't bother me or don't tell me nothing, I won't have no problem with none of y'all. There's a lot of y'all Steven Juniors out there, just like Jay Barnes did say, right now. So you can look in the goddamn mirror and say to yourself, I'm a Steven Jr. So with that being said, Jay, if anybody on the phone want to ask me, is there a Steven Jr., I answer you. But, Jay, thank you for that, Jay. And if don't nobody bother me, trust me, I won't bother nobody. I won't say nothing about Brother Jake. Listen, there's something in the positive. If somebody asks me, I don't never say nothing negative about Brother Jake. You can't find no motherfucker out there that's listening to my voice that say they ever heard me say anything bad about fucking Grudge Inc. Now, with that being said, Jay, thank you. And I'm over here still being mannerable to ask or answer any questions.
All right,
hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something? Yeah. It's Red Hot.
Go ahead, Red
Hey,
Hot.
What's up, Sylvester?
Hey, dog.
Yes.
I want to tell you, just like I've come on and I talked with them, you know, I appreciate what you did last night. I put you on the spot, and if it caused any problem with anybody, I want to apologize for what I did or said. I just apologize if I put you in a bad spot.
Well, no, you didn't put me in a bad spot because I did. I upheld my word if I get anybody a show. You asked me for a show. Did I give you a show?
You gave it to me.
Did I know what you was going to talk about? Did I know anything? Did I continue to tell you not to bring up no personal stuff with you and Clark and all that? Did I say that all through the show?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, dog. I heard you one time. Slick told me. You told me that about four or five times.
Okay,
now,
I'm just trying to say that. I mean, all this little stuff never been brought out. Everybody just want to dump shit on dog. I don't care.
But now, I'm like Clark now.
I'm a little motherfucker, but I got thick-ass skin. I can take it. From now on out, if anybody address me as Steven. I'm going to embrace that name. Steven. I want y'all to know I'm getting Steven. Give me some shirts made. I am Steven.
Yeah. Nope. And I made it clear. I don't know if you was on the phone or not, but I made it clear, and I have no reason to lie. I do this because I'm having fun and talking shit. Nobody knew, because I didn't know, that the show was going to fall off. And nobody knew because I didn't know that I was going to get in touch with you or you didn't have no idea whether I was going to talk about, you know, getting drunk, robbing a bank, or racing or fishing. You didn't have a clue. You gave me what I asked you, and it was wrong. I wanted to have fun, and that's what I did. And I don't apologize for what I did. I had fun.
Okay, so we don't need no show next week then.
Okay, did I ask you for one?
We don't need no show next week then.
No, I asked you for one. If you change your mind, you tell me. Otherwise.
No, listen to what I'm trying to say, Red Hot. We don't need no show next week on top of Clark Show. That's what I'm saying right now. Since we all okay, we don't need no damn show to go on top of Clark Show.
No. Yo, I asked for the show now. If you tell me no, I want a show because I want to get out there and laugh and talk and have fun. Now, I didn't change. I'm not changing what I said. I can't go on Clark and them show and laugh and talk. That's
yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Jay, y'all need to address this in. So you see the situation that I am. Y'all address this in right now right now.
Hey, dog, he wanted to have a show. Has nothing to do with me, man, with Clark. Has nothing to do with me, man, with Jay Barnes or nobody.
That's what I'm concerned. That's between you and, you know, that, I mean, like you said, I mean, we got to respect everybody's position to do what they like. I mean, the man, if he want to show and you want to give it to him, I mean, that's on y'all.
Okay, Steven get blamed now. Steven get blamed for doggone it. I'm doing it out of spite. I'm doing it to mess with Clark. I'm messing with our friendship with Clark. That was Steven get blamed.
Let me explain something to everybody. Listen, man, whatever the motive is, I just told everybody, I got thick skin. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Hey, if that man want to show and if he think that's bothering me, it is not. I'm the one to tell you, it's not going to bother me. You know, dog, do whatever it is you do, man. I'm just tired of all the negative bullshit, and I feel just like you feel right now. Don't no motherfucker call me with nothing because I ain't in this shit. If it ain't pertaining to Clive, get somewhere else, man. I'm going to do what I got to do. My show's still going to go on regardless of what they do over there or not. All I'm saying is I have came on and tried to be fair to everybody. And all I see is a bunch of bullshit. And I know Red Hot said earlier, as long as we okay, he leave that clause in there saying that as long as we okay, then we can rate. I don't see no reason that we can't because if you can open your mouth and say whatever it is that come to your mind, Red Hot, I should be able to, too. So, I mean, you know, and we still should be okay. All I'm saying is let's be men, let's stand up. Whatever is good for the gun is good for the goddamn goose, and that's what we finna do, man. That's all I'm saying. I ain't mad with nobody. You, dog, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, normally you'd have called, you'd have said this and that, but, I mean, I ain't said nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? I'd have talked to other folks about it. And, I mean, I would tell you the same thing because you are the one person in the world that knows I don't bite my tongue for nobody. Nobody breathing. So, I mean,
don't
know. So the thing of it is, whatever I say once, I say it twice. Hey, man, y'all do your show and much success to it. I'm going to do mine. All right.
I like that. Let's move on. I mean, that's just a show. If everybody, Blog Talk will take whoever money is willing to pay. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. So
why you want to move on? Won't you say something, Jay? I heard all the negative from you about me. Won't you give me some kind of positive feedback if you got any, Jay? Since you spewing all the negative shit about me.
I want to say it tonight. I have not said one thing against Willie Dawg. If anybody on here said I said anything about Willie Dawg.
Okay,
tonight,
Jay, you want to be absolutely right. You implied a whole lot of things about Willie Dawg. My name ain't Willie Dawg no more. My name's Steven. I take your name for me. I'm Steven. Call me Steven from now on out.
Well, that's you jumping in front of a bullet.
Jay. We said we're gonna be men, Jay. Come on, Jay. Call me Steven like you have been doing, Jay. Just call me Steven. I understand. I'm gonna run back to the plantation and tell the master. I'm on the way now.
Listen to this, dog. Now,
you going to let this stay in this house, you?
Hey, tight man, you ain't said enough tonight. Be quiet. Let me and Jay talk. Please, sir. Please.
If you want, listen to this. Again, I'm going to go. Listen to the dog, and don't interrupt me. Let me say
Call me Steven, though. Don't call me dog no more. Call me Steven.
There's a movement that I call Candyland. And this movement is a movement that benefits only a certain people. And their goal of Candyland is to make sure that nobody else succeeds in grudge racing. It's only them. And they got some Stevens out there that make sure, that try to make sure that every other person, organization, or anything that's other than Candyland don't make it. Now, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say it again. Don't you, now, because it's a little bit on my nerves in the sense where you're saying, if you damn Steven, be Steven. But I call you what the fuck I want to call you. Now, my point is this.
Call me Steven.
Don't you, no, let me say my point.
Don't you get something to rally around and run your ass back to damn Candyland and say, oh, look how he treats me. That's
Jay,
my
don't
point.
Get
that's
mad
because
I pushed
you
goddamn bubble because everybody thought I was just an asshole. Don't get mad, Jay. You're getting mad. You can hear it in your voice, Jay. Stay calm like you was when you was lying on me.
Now, again, please, y'all.
Stay calm.
Dog, let me say this then. I'm through talking with you about this, dog, because see, what you're trying to do is wrap some kind of sympathy cloth around you.
I got no friends on this stage right now. It can hit a negative in your voice. You got, you sound, Jay, you don't know how your voice sounds. You got to fool them like you've been fooling everybody else. I'm Steven. I will be Steven. I accept your name you give me. Just don't patronize me. I ain't asking nobody to rally behind me. I'm rallying behind you, too.
Okay, let's move on to something else. Y'all ready? Now, let's go on back to, let's get back up here to the top of the board for a minute and open up some of these mics. Tight Man. Let me tell you this, Tight Man. There's a movement out here Jay Barnes called Candyland. And it has a group of Stevens out here, and their goal is to make sure that Candyland, it survives.
The reason you call Tight Man again, so you pay Tight Man like a filler tonight, because he said what you wanted him to say, Jay. Tight Man should have said the same shit I did and straightened shit if he knowed anything about it. See, nobody came on there in damn time. Didn't one person, not one person, said nothing that positive for dog. The only motherfucker I told y'all on this phone tonight that said anything that could make you keep calling you.
Dog,
go back to the big claw.
Hold on, dog. How can you ask somebody to let you talk and get your point across and don't say that and you get that
because
same, you get that respect?
Dog, I'm gonna ask you either act like that you're a member of the show.
No, Jay, I ain't no member of the show, and I'm gone. Don't worry, I'm quiet. I'm gone. I'm muting myself. Have a good day. I just want everybody to know before I go.
Dog, when you gonna mute? When you gonna mute, dog?
I'm Steven. My name is Steven. If you call me, my name's Steven.
All right. We've got some background noise on something.
That's me, dog. I mean, that's me, Jay. I'm about to mute myself now.
Okay. Now, moving on again. Tight Man, you there? There's a movement out here that's called Candyland, and there's some Stevens, and their job is to cause trouble and to keep trouble between the masses. Now, if you want to know who a Stevens is, their action will say it. You know, by grabbing the name, don't tell you who a Stevens is. By their actions, you'll know. Earlier, I said that in times you might get me as a Stevens, Tight Man as a Stevens, Dolomite as a Stevens, King Scooby as a, but the thing is you got to recognize what it is when it is. And if you can, you know, stay away from them kind of assholes. All right, moving on. Let me see. Big Will, if you there, I'm going to open your mic. Big Will.
Oh, man. How you feel today?
I'm doing well, sir. How you?
Man, y'all clearing some air. Good grief. I like this in you. You making me uplift you again. I ain't heard you lay it down like that since the last time you say fuck Mo. I liked that then, and I like this now. Fuck Steven. Whoever you want to be.
Fuck yourself. You'll feel better.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Big Will, don't let it. I don't care.
Everybody wanna kiss the master's ass. Jay Barnes is just as goddamn it. He's a damn master. He big daddy.
Yeah, it ain't no difference. You kissing Jeff Miles. It ain't no difference.
I do kiss his ass, but I don't kiss his ass.
Yeah, right.
Well,
to call you up and see you, dog.
We're going to end it.
All y'all motherfuckers get together and try to goddamn it kiss each other in harmony. Yes, I can say that. You know I'm kissing their ass. They right. They right. They right. They wrong. They wrong.
Fuck you. Since we ain't worried about who I kiss.
You can't even get your... How you going to do that? You can't even get your shit on.
All right, listen. I got the special guest on. Hold on 1 second. Look like I got the OJax. Lady, if I'm reading this right, you said the OJax on. I don't know how the hell I don't got this far down here. Not seen the OJax down here. Let me open
you reading it right?
OJax, are you on the line? OJax, are you there?
It might be over here, Jay.
It is on my screen. Lady, check and see if the OJax on. I'm going to move down a little further because we got so many of them. Y'all, we got a lot of callers, so y'all got the bad words in there. If the OJax on, I like to hear from the OJax. I got to go right now, though. I got to go to Leon. Leon, I got to give these people a minute to let them know that we're coming because they've been sitting on the line for a long time. Leon, are you there? Leon.
Yes, yes.
How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Sound like y'all doing real good.
Yeah, sure. Everybody's doing good, Leon. Listen, give me some good news, Leon.
The good news?
Yeah.
I'm polishing these wheels. If I don't look pretty, I just want to look real shiny and smiley after I spank some ass down in Lena. That's what I want to do. I'll do all the argument down at 1320 or that 8th mile at 660.
I hear you.
That's the best argument in the world, man, right there.
Hold on, Leon. I want to come back to you. I got some men I got to get on. Do I have the privilege of the OJax being on the line? Tight man, can you get the OJax to speak up?
Lady Ink, is 1297 open?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Am I on now?
You on, sir. We listening to you.
I want to tell you guys one thing. I'm going to go back out there and listen to you guys talk this shit again tonight. If we would do more racing and get this friendship out of it, it'd be more drag racing. A friend of mine told me a long time ago, he said when you whoop your friends, they make better friends. Now, I took two asses in the same day.
That's true.
His name is Osi Trice. I'm sure Kid know him. Leon know him. We call him Osi Trice. He whooped my ass twice. Drag told me the same thing. Drag and I raced for years. I whooped him. He whooped me. He won more than I did. But we, you know, at the end of the day, we're still friends. When it came to racing, that friendship shit, leave it at home. I don't give a damn what you say about me. Just have that pocket payoff when I win. All the other bullshit y'all should leave alone. Because what's going to end up happening is they're going to end up shutting this shit down. That's the way I see it coming.
You got a good thing
going here. I think it's a great thing you got going. Let's try to keep it going instead of putting an end to it before it gets started. And with that, I'm getting back off air.
All right, so we appreciate you coming on, and your words spoke volumes. Thank you. All right. Move on down a little bit here down there. I got 334. 6150, 334. Hold on, I'm sorry. I done skipped somebody. The champ. Champ, butt naked, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing damn great. Whoever that gentleman was up north, he said what I want to goddamn say. I want to race. All this old negative bullshit. At the end of the day, we all going to need each other when we get a little older and race and gone. Goddamn, let's race. Fuck that other shit. It don't make no sense.
But
you
nigga, tell
me. With that being said,
you want? Yeah.
With that being said, I still want red. Applehead, whatever his motherfucking name is. I'd like to see what Delicious. Ain't Delicious still on the mic?
I got problems out here. I got problems out here.
Ain't Delicious still on the board?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Yeah,
Delicious.
Who is Delicious, man? Who is Delicious?
He busted another
line. Delicious is your boy. You know who it is.
Man, who the fuck you talking about Delicious, man? You ain't talking about King Scooby.
Everybody know who Delicious is.
All right. Hey, you know King. Wait a minute, Jay. You can't do Scooby like that. Old Scooby Mike, man.
Hold on, man. You mean that's who you talking about, King Scooby?
He can't be talking about my partner.
Damn,
Well, everybody know who do this shit. But what about old Red Hot, Applehead, whatever name, Mr. Sylvester? You going to give me that ring?
Hello.
So I can tell you like Jamie Foxx told that dude, I like how you died, boy.
Sylvester, yeah. Your mic is open. And do you hear Butt Naked talking about you?
Yeah.
Hey, Sylvester. I'm drinking tonight, goddamn, not have reason for it.
Yeah.
Hey. And I ain't driving no goddamn truck either.
I bet you ain't as drunk as I was last night.
Well, I'm fucked up on some goddamn Moscato. I don't drunk three bottles. I'll drink me some bitch drink tonight. They acting like some bitches, I'm drinking a bitch drink.
Well, y'all bear with me, yeah.
I'm a hold off on setting in the races up to wait to see if see what's
going to
happen with Tristan
Gatchett. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I respect that Red Hot, but I hope to see that Atlanta at Big Clock Race. And hope y'all boy, we got down in Mississippi, man. We all need each other, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? All right.
All right,
y'all. Hold on. Hey, kid. The kid, are you on?
Hey, man.
It's kid bedtime, man.
We might need to leave kid alone then.
No kid go down like this every night.
Look,
somebody
them kid is
hot.
The kid is hot. I believe he went to sleep. I believe kid when dogs start talking, kid went out.
Hey, kid is consistent, buddy. It's consistent. Right this time, he finna set the alarm clock.
Let me close this mic, though. I don't want to wake his ass up. Then. Hold on, y'all. All right, we got a 601 number here standing here. Ooh, that just snore a lot. I didn't go hard,
man. He went up on a train break.
That's that grip.
Hey, Jay, yeah. When you close kid, Mike, don't do him like that.
That's that grit.
Damn, kid ain't tired now. And I can't close it.
I tell you, the boat goes in there. Go, get down there and look so I can show you so you know what you're talking about.
What's that talking, man? Y'all stop that one. I can stop the kid. Let's go blue line. Let's go down to all right, let's go down to 334. 334.
Old round.
The boat on this side.
Old round.
Hold on, I got to close on these mics up.
Yeah, somebody got some background.
Yeah, the only mic, it ain't got but Mike, I ain't got but Claude, yours and mine.
So y'all close my mic up, I'm still open.
I know that wasn't true. I know you have mine. It ain't me, Jay.
That's Sylvester. Is that you with that noise? Leon?
Yeah, it ain't me.
All right, let's see. All right, it stopped, so we going down the further. I'm trying to get this here 334-6150. 334-6150.
Your mic is open. We're just listening to a mistake, Fred, bro.
All right. Hey, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Going on down a little further. We got 601. We got 601-4596. Hello. 601-4596. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please. This is stand up. 601-4596.
Okay. Just listen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. 219-4018. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. What's going on? Leon, Jay,
Dick Clark.
What's up? Is that Tatum?
No, it's Terry.
What's going on?
Terry, what's going on with you? What'd you think about our conversation tonight?
I just got in. The show's been full. I got in at 5 to 9.
You missed a damn good one. That's all I can tell you.
I tried getting in. The show was full. I even texted Biz. You can ask Biz what I texted him. I said, why is Mississippi Joe's show full? It never is. You don't have no listeners.
Hey, that's an easy answer. That's an easy answer, Terry. Joe's not hosting tonight. Don't try to tell him I said that.
Yeah,
that's good.
All right. Well, listen, we got Terry, you got anything to say, or you want to move on to the next caller?
No, I'm just trying to get ready for Lena. Hopefully we'll have some good weather down there.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, moving on to the next caller. We got the one and only, the 202-mile-per-hour man, Bobby the Wild Child. What's going on, Bobby?
Oh, nothing much there. How y'all doing?
All right. Bobby Wildchild. What's the word?
The word is I'm going on a manhunt 2013, which is already here. Did Clark leave you on my list?
Uh-oh.
Who is that?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Can you repeat that, Bobby Wildchild? I said I believe you're on my list.
Okay.
I don't want the top
sportsman bill yet.
Well, you don't want it yet. Oh, I didn't know.
Hey, Bob Wildchild.
Uh-huh.
Let me get the rest of these ducks, and I'm gonna call you. Okay, I'm gonna give you a treat. We gonna do it at US 19. How about that?
That sounds like a winner. I think we can accommodate him. Don't you think so? Don't you think so, Jay?
Oh yeah, we can definitely accommodate him. US 19 has got bigger and better things going on. Bobby Child, matter of fact, tell us what's going on down there tomorrow, Bobby Child.
Oh yeah. We got a banquet tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock. Tow vehicles only, no hot rods. Tow vehicles only, or use your personal vehicle. We're going to do like a little street racing with your tow vehicle. And then 8 o'clock, we're going to serve dinner. So, if y'all ain't doing nothing, I know it's a long ways to come, but if y'all ain't doing nothing, y'all can come on down and hang out. So, I know me and Hattieburg, the dickhead, I think it's a good little piece in it. Ain't that right, Mr. Clark?
Yes, sir.
But I think
we're
about
10 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made it a couple of times, and we plan to make it again soon. But
yeah, we're gonna have something for y'all. Also, I did want to hit y'all up. Also, let you know that I'm gonna be kind of like cranking up thing on March the 9th. We got them imports. We got Team U.S. 19 going to be pushing them imports from Miami, Florida. So they say they're going to come up with them half motors and whoop some whole motors. So I'm going to find out about that. So I got, his last name is Gainey. He's Kevin Gainey from Tallahassee. I also got his name is Paint. I can't think of his first name. He's from Tallahassee. Then you got me, and then we got the Burgess boys. So we're going up against. We're gonna put up a video and everything. So y'all see who the Puerto Rican. He told me to tell everybody they Puerto Rican. They from Miami, and they don't care nothing about no USA. You know, American made cars. So they gonna come up there with them rod splinters and whoop up a butt. So I don't think that's gonna happen. But we're not gonna turn the scoreboards on. But now, all this going on March the 9th, along with a $2,000 winner, a 6-0 race. So it's going to be $2,000 to the winner, I think $300 to the runner, something like that. I have to look at it. But, yeah, somebody was calling me. Go ahead.
Are you saying it's going to be the parts off?
Yeah, we're gonna turn the clock off because we don't, you know, I don't wanna scare D Clark someone.
Well,
Hey, Jay, I got one thing to say to Bobby Wild Child. Down here in Mississippi, we cut goat's throat.
Okay.
Well, you know,
you go
inside of just like Dolomite.
And then
he fainted and fell out.
Bobby, so. but the problem is, once I got past the ghost and made a pass, you ran and high. I couldn't find you no more. What happened?
Well, you know, it just like this. You came to Jay. Did Dolomite come to the big tie race in Macon? Did he come? Yes or no?
We ain't talking about that race right now, though. Wait a minute. You're skipping ahead.
You're skipping ahead.
Wait
a minute, man. Let me ask Jay a question. Jay, was Dolomite at the last race, the big time race up in Mako? Was Dolomite there?
No, I wasn't in no Mako.
No, he had called in sick that day.
He was there. I parked right beside him. That's what he fainted. Now you go to the
line. I wasn't even there, Bob. What are you talking about?
You told the locker, hey, you the one told you said that when Tracy done the burnout and you came and told me said he was woke and you said I went to shearing in the car, you lying rockster. I ain't no chick up no man that broke.
Hey Bobby. Are you gonna be in Lincoln February 9th or are you tied up?
I don't know. I don't even know what Lincoln is. I don't know. Why
he needs to be? Let me tell you why he needs to be. Now, Bobby Child needs to be there because the 2012 top sportsman, and I mean the last I heard from the grapevine, it was between Dolomite and Bobby Child. Now, Bobby Child, do you think you can whoop out Dolomite or not?
Man, Dolomite gonna have his cam out there. Hell, Dolomite ain't come to race.
I'm talking about the banquet, Bobby Child. Who are the top sportsmen in Europe? You or Dolomite?
Hey, hold up.
Don't answer that, Bobby Child. Hey, Jay Bond, I think that need to be decided at February 9th because Dolomite said he going to be there with his top sportsman.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to
be there, and I ain't scared.
That's right.
The world. That 2013, yeah, 2012 is gone. What y'all trying to make a y'all trying to misconstrue folks. Hell, look here, we ain't in no time machine trying to turn shit back. We trying to move forward. So Dolomite had his chance all 2012, and he fainted more than he did race.
I tell you what, I got that Billy Ghost, and I got that Billy Ghost locked up now. Now it's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Dolomite, I'm gonna tell you a little secret. You might change your mind. You know, some,
you're
you know,
talking good. And you're talking fine.
Your ass belongs to
all mine.
I'm gonna tell you something. Santa Claus bought me something. Better watch your mouth, boy.
If Santa Claus bought you Gene Fulton himself, throw down in that car.
Yeah.
It's your ass this year, buddy.
Okay, that's what you see. Okay,
hey,
but anyway, 2020. Y'all come on the 13th. I'm gonna leave that alone. We got one going on the 13th and the 23rd. I'm gonna have my grand opening at the 23rd of March, and then in April we sure got y'all a big surprise in April. So that's where
I'm.
Make
sure I'll be there on the 23rd. Maybe I can get a piece of that goat den.
Yeah, okay. Well, come on and get you a piece. And the 23rd, that's when we're going to do our grand opening in April. We got some big things planned for in April.
we still working out the details, but we're gonna have a show enough Wayne Dane Dooley. So y'all just need to come on and let's have some fun. And I did hear a little point of the show, and I'm gonna say this and get off that topic, the show. But I wish we would move forward and stop being so negative about anything. And you know, like one guy, I don't know who that was that came on. You know, time to pop all. You know, it's a shame that what that little girl named Lady Boo Boo or Boo Boo, whatever her name is, can get reality shows and I'm saying, you know, it is a lot of good things. I mean, Jay is doing a lot of good things for the race, and I mean, I want to tell him this. My parts did come in, Jay, you know that last week. And yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just showing y'all how if you pull together, how much more better things will be. Let's not, I mean, everything that we say, we don't have to get on this air and air it out. I mean, go in the private room and talk about this stuff. And let's move forward because you'd be surprised the folks that are listening to what we're saying. And it can hurt sponsorships and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, and we just fight. Hell, Martin Luther King died so we can all be together. So let's stop some of all this fighting, man. Shit, let's get together and do something. Let's make something happen for 2013, you know. I mean, let's. You know, so I guess we'll just move forward. I ain't got time for a whole bunch of criticisms and negatives. And I'm looking 2013. I'm gonna tell you, I'm looking to retire and sit my ass down. I might not be able to, but I'm gonna try. So let's move forward, man. Do you know the strength? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna shout out. When you done went up there, you done got people from Detroit. You got people from Mississippi that really involved. You know, I mean, I'm going to be up and down. You know, the South, the Carolinas always have been taking care of themselves. But you can say that Grudge Inc. has started a new avenue. And, you know, and it looks good and it's strong. So, yeah, let's throw your arms around and stop. We always look for negative stuff. We want to cop people money. We want to look at negative. I'm gonna say it again. Find you something, and build your stuff up, and then try to help the next man. And stop trying to look for all these negative stuff to try to tear other people down. That's all I want to say. That's all I'm gonna say.
I agree, Bobby.
And D. Clark, you are not off the hook.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Bobby Goat. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bobby, what time the food start tomorrow?
At 8. We're going to start serving at 8.
You know tomorrow my birthday, for real, no joke. So,
well, hey, come on. I had to
go
tomorrow.
You got an extra piece of barbecue. I might try to slide down there.
If you come on, we got barbecue for me. I got the NHRA. I got the guy from NHRA, the Division 2. His name is Rick Schaefer. He's going to be there, you know, just talk about points and stuff at the track. Also, I invited Jay to come down so he can talk more about the Grudge Inc. and you know, all the parts and stuff that, you know, we're trying to sell so these people can know. So, you know, I want people to get stuff firsthand, you know, and that I might miss something. And they would, you know, then they can, you know, ask the question. So directly to Jay or to Rick Schaefer's about different stuff. So, and then Dolomite, yes, sir, you can come on down and get your piece of barbecue. You can bring your car called. You know, we said torn vehicle, but you can bring your car here. You ain't going to go no further than we know.
My last jab, man. You got it, baby.
And y'all need to stop raping Little Red Riding Hood. Why y'all keep raping her? What, 007? 007, you need to say some of that, because we got to have you to come down here. The way you keep getting raped, boy, I tell you the truth. Is he gone?
No, he on there. Give him a minute. He probably got that phone. He on mute.
He on mute. But if y'all ain't doing nothing, I just want to put some things out there. So go to visit my website, US15-Dragway, and you can click on the schedule and you'll see some of the things that we got going on. So, but we are planning on having a big Grudge, nothing but Grudge in April. Ain't that right, Mr. J?
Yes, sir. That's 100. And two bigger things to come, we will bring y'all more information on that. Let me tell y'all this, one of our other brothers go by the name of White Cracker, I can't think of his other name.
Crazy Horse.
Yeah, Crazy Horse is a Grudge Ink parts dealer. So if y'all will, if you're in the Alabama area, contact Crazy Horse, White Cracker. He's a parts dealer for Grudge Ink, and he can get you some discounts on some parts. So we're trying to keep moving forward, but the thing can go.
Hey Jay, I got something to say, man. You might be mad at me for saying it, but I am gonna say it. Anybody that can make it tomorrow, there is a banquet that's gonna be in Fayetteville. So if y'all get a chance to make it out to the banquet, go to that banquet too. It is for Grudge Racing. And I just want to throw that out there so people won't think that we ain't trying to, do the right thing. And that's the right thing to do. Tomorrow's a banquet in Fayetteville. It's a Grudge Racers banquet. So that's one too. But on February the 10th, we're going to also have a very, very nice one that we're putting together that's going to be down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And I'm sure before we get off there, Big Clark and give out a little bit more of the information on that, because it's going to be very, very nice. I think everybody's going to be pleased to get a chance to come out to that banquet. So everybody that's coming down for all the racing that's going to be in Mississippi that weekend, that Tuesday and everything, y'all come on down, because y'all really going to enjoy this banquet we're putting together. I believe so. And
Fat Tuesday is the week after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to try to come on down. I'm just, I'm a UPS driver, so I might have to just try to shuffle some balls around and see can I come on down and see what's going on. I won't be bringing the hot rod because I don't want Dolomite to pass out.
Man, listen, hey, now all y'all on here talking about these top sportsmen. Now y'all do know Tommy Dog is listening.
Hey, Bobby, what'd you say?
No.
He got a transformer. What
kind of car you got? I got a damn G-body. I got a G-body. If that's a transformer, listen, the Tommy Dog got a good-looking car. I'm telling you. I mean, if it's a top sportsman, it sure scare hell out, folks. I mean, that ain't. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I mean, I saw that he got a nice piece of equipment, and I kid you not. Didn't you see it, Dolomite?
I got a nice equipment.
Hell, I mean, if you put my car up beside that car and look up under that car, man, that Tommy Dog got a real car. So props off to him. That he got a real car.
Oh yeah. He got a nice car.
He
put some 10-5s on there.
We're
gonna go to his ass though.
Well, I'm just like him. I ain't gonna put no 10-5s on it. I'm gonna go to your ass just like you is. So if you big enough fool to go out there and get up beside him with a top sportsman. I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I wanted to put on the show. He had talked a lot of smack to me because he caught me with my britches down before that wanted to run me when I couldn't make it out there. So when he got over here, I just wanted to go ahead on and try him. So that was my, like I said, but it wasn't no, I wasn't trying to, beat him up. I just want to go out and just try him, but I'm telling you, that man got a good looking car. I'm telling you, I put it this way, he got some horsepower, and I'm pretty sure he had something under that hood.
He forgot to set the limiter on the butt out. 13,000 RPM through the box. He went, and that was it.
Oh,
that was cool.
I don't know. I was sitting in the car. I couldn't really hear, so I don't know how it went. But, you know, and you know, I'm going to put it away. And I put it away.
It wasn't too high, though. If you heard it, I mean, if you hear it. Yeah, but I don't know if that caused the problem. And I hate it happened because as much as I broke my car, I know what it feels like every time you got to tear it down.
Yeah, and then every time you tear it down, boys, it's just money when you tear them down. And I mean, you know, I know it was. He came out to have a good time and hurt that car like that on the first. I know he was sick. I know he was sick. But he got a good looking ass car. He got a nice piece of equipment. I'll be honest with you. He got a nice piece of equipment. But Dolomite, I'm gonna whoop Dolomite ass every time I see him, y'all.
Hey, that's what ass is for, whipping. So come on, get some. But one thing about it, if you coming over to my ass, yours real close.
Hey, Bobby Wise.
Yes, sir.
You like? You still give me the break, right?
I ain't giving you nothing. Come on out there. Be a man. Look at hold it. Mississippi Nightmare, I got called out when it was a nightmare. They told me that I was an appetizer. Hell, I want to find out how much an appetizer I really am.
Well, you know, they might have felt like you wasn't doing nothing back then, Bobby Wise. Hey, it might have been a change.
Well, all thing I say is Dick Clark. I'm going to have to check you out. That's the only thing I got to say.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to see what's happening.
I ain't going to give you nobody time. I ain't giving you nothing. I thought you were going to let me tear up out of there.
Oh, no. That ain't happening. you do. I know y'all call them top sportsmen, but you do know we still call them pro modified, though.
Man, please, we ain't got no pro modified. Man, these bracket cars, tell them, Dolomite, these bracket cars. I put my car in a bracket race on New Year's Day, and, you know, I ended up getting down to four cars. Ain't that number turned the bottles off, man, the bracket car. Come on.
Okay, then. All right.
Now, can you do that? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put him in the private room. Okay, next caller.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, it's getting close to the time Jaden throw the show in my hand. I'm gonna go ahead and start getting final comments from everybody, man, so we can get ready to get up out of here before the show just cuts off on us. Bobby Wildchild, we'll start with you, bro, since you already on.
Look here, just want to say, hey, y'all, let's move forward. Let's stick together. I hope we can look over a lot of stuff. Let's come together for 2013. And if anybody that you see that you think can help, don't. You know, let's help. Let's move forward. Let's make something happen this year and stop being so offensive by any little negative things some people say. You know, my dad always said this. If you stir in shit, you're going to smell like it. And if you just leave it alone, it'll dry up and blow away.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate you that, Mr. Bobby Wildchild. Hey, I don't remember hearing Larry tonight, but Larry, are you there?
Yep.
I'm here, Big Clock. Man, did Jay open your mic earlier?
I don't know. I didn't talk to nobody and I didn't hear anybody say anything, and I was just kind of sitting back listening to what was going on, and the first thing I wanted to do was come in and give my representation to Jay Bonds and then also to Greg Jenkins, to you and a host of my other friends that's with the Greg Jenkins family. And hey, Big Clark.
Yes, sir.
This is from me to you, man. You and I, we ain't never had a chance to break bread together. Nothing. The only thing we ever had a chance to do was fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a very stand-up guy, man. You know, in my own personal opinion, I'm not dealing with you from physicality. I'm dealing with you from spirituality, man. This is the way you present yourself, man. And I just wanted to tell you my own personal self.
You know, keep on doing what you're doing, man. Keep moving on forward. Keep doing what you're doing. Because, you know, with me being a little bit older than you, I'm going to tell you something, man. You're going to have your cons and your pro cons, man. You know, and you're going to have people that's going to respect you for what you're doing for the game. You're going to have people that respect you for what you're doing, and you're going to have the ones that don't. The ones that don't, when they identify themselves, you know, to walk around them. Until that time, just keep marching on, man. And I'm saying that to you, friend to friend. Just keep marching on.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. No, that's exactly what I intend to do, man. So I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's my final comment. I'm gonna come right back. I'm gonna go right back to the quiet side.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, buddy. Dolomite, your final comment, bro.
Good show, Big Clark. Glad a lot of things were said, and one thing you said that rings real true to me is just move on, man. Let's move on. If let the negative roll off and let's move forward. I'm tired of that. When I didn't know anybody and anybody didn't know me, I was having fun just doing what I did, man. You know what I mean? Videoing, breaking my car, whatever. You know, but I had fun with it. Wasn't all that BS and that's out there now. But, you know, so let's just go back to having fun and letting drag racing be something that we do, you know, something that we love to do, that we enjoy to do without all the BS, man. Let's just go out, have fun, go to these events, fellowship with one another, and move on. Because, really, it ain't that damn serious that we make it sometimes, you know. There are people that are going to try to bring you down, knock you down, and make it rough on you, make the road rough. But just ignore those person, go around them. You ain't got to deal with them. Just keep on moving on and having fun. If it's going to stop you from having fun, if you feel that you ain't liking this game no more and grudge racing ain't the way it used to be, it may not be. But maybe you need to just go back to doing what you did when you was having fun. And that's what I'm going to try to do this year. I'm just going to go back to doing what I was doing when I was having fun with this stuff. So that's what I got.
All right. All right. We appreciate you, Dolomite. Big Will.
Yo.
What's your final comment, bro? What's happening?
All right. How you feel, man? I'm with Bobby Wildchild, man. Let's live and let live.
Okay.
I'm all good. All right.
Okay.
All right, partner.
We appreciate you, bud. All right. We got a New Orleans caller, 504-5048. Okay, I guess he didn't want to say nothing. Leah.
What's happening, man?
Your final comment, man.
Well, I want to say I hope everybody get their attitudes together. And, hey, I'll see y'all at that 660 February 9th.
We appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yep.
King Biz. King Biz.
Hey, I'm silent, man. I'm done. I'm done talking, Clark. I'll holler at you.
All right, bro. All
right.
Who's this? Gunner Picks in the final comment.
What's going on? I have no final comments, but other than, you know, like Jay said, it's the Stevens in the game. You know, we just let them do what they do, and everybody else do what they do. And Clark, like you said, you're a big enough boy. You can move on and not play with somebody, not deal with somebody. That's what everybody needs to do. If you have somebody out there that you feel like you can't deal with, just move on. Be the bigger man. Take the low road. Let them have the high road.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate you, homie. 334-6150.
No final comment.
All right. Appreciate you. You got 601-4596.
601-4596. Trying to come in? All right. Mr. Terry, give me your final comment. I think Terry dropped off. DJ Grant. Stop.
Yes, Clark, yes, sir. My final comment is very simple. Everything that's happened up until this day, let it go. And from this day forward, let's all just try to make, you know, try to make a strong effort to just be positive and just keep it racing in 2013. That's it. Ain't nobody saying be soft. Ain't nobody saying be no punk or water it down. But just keep it racing and keep it moving, man. That's my point.
Well said. Well said, brother. Well said. You know, and when you say let it go, hey, man. With Big Clark is already gone.
That's it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you finally coming, brother.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, Dole.
What's happening? What's happening, Big Clark?
Hey, man, I knew you were scared to come on. I had to let Bobby Wildchild and Dolomite go before you come on because I knew you was afraid, you know, to come on while them killer was here. But, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to my good friend, Tommy Dole. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing all right, huh? Man. You sure did, man. I'm just going to lay back, man, and good thing. Keep it positive, man. We're going to try to do what we do in 2013. We just all got to remember when people getting out of line, there's somebody, hey, try to steer them back in the right direction.
There you go. And, you know, that's where we see it, man. I do appreciate you for coming on tonight to the Mississippi Joe Show. And appreciate you coming, bro.
All right.
The Gadget. Gadget. Yeah, 313-25-26.
Hey, what's up? Peace, love, and happiness.
There you go, buddy. Appreciate you. Yeah, who's calling my name?
It's Will. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Was your tie going to be ready for the ninth?
Will, at this point, man, we working on it. At this point, we're working on it. I really don't know. All I'm going to say is it just might, Will. But if I do be able to make it, I just want to be able to walk up to my opponent and say, let's get it. So, you know, it's gonna be like a last minute thing, man. If I do, so, you know, I'll let you know, brother.
Okay. I just got my fingers crossed for you, partner.
All right, I appreciate you. All right. Well, that being said, I think that's pretty much everything. If anybody got else. Anything else to say, we're going to get ready to take this thing on out. See everybody next week. All right.
Yeah. Roll up in the club. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the pump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone. Well, all you see is that. Follow when you see me and let the devil suck. But the day they finally freed me, I got it.